what we do when we fill.
Really?
We broadcast from somebody's asshole.
Take it. Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch. I'm not, like, ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I'm now holding your bat in my hands.
Oh, I'll just say that one more time.
I know how to handle horse.
When I bottomed out on alcohol, I had nothing.
Heck yeah.
I still got the same jeans, the old Navy jeans I had back then. I just found them. I'm like, yeah, I got another pair of pants. And he's walking around in $1,000 worth of clothes. We should mug him.
This is the
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking did a show.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
They bring in porn stars.
So you're choosing Lunatic Radio, right? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything. You guys are assuming.
Be careful, Pat. Be careful what you say next. That's all I'm going to say.
Choose wisely.
We knew it was you,
that's
Fredo. We knew it was you, Fredo.
Go ahead.
No, you know what I think it is? I think you guys are envious so you didn't get fucking nominated.
No, we never... Dude, we don't submit. We didn't submit our fucking show, and nor do we ask anything.
I think that Goodnight Burbank is much better than... Yeah,
That might be true.
But come on, seriously, man. Let's hear it.
I'll stay on all night and not give you the answer just to fuck with you.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll play the rest of the bit.
Right. Guys, can't play one Lunatic Radio.
You really prepared to do that, Pat?
Yeah, guys, stay on the line. We'll use up the minutes. Okay, go. Just keep going.
Pat, you're filling in for Heidi over the phone.
He's not ready for this.
Can you just enlighten us? Tell us what you're feeling.
Pick a sign.
Hold on. Karen's calling me. I'll talk to you later.
We know where it is. Now
That's your boy, Patrick.
That's your boy. Remember in Scarface? When they threw that guy in a helicopter, he says, I never trusted that
person. Never trust that movie.
Radio war. Is it really a war, though? Is it a war when the opponent is so weak? Everybody, it is the LunaticRadio.com show. We are 2-0 in the Radio Wars, and I'll let you know in a second why. Well, not only you just heard that clip right there as we started off the radio program today. By the way, Kieran and Rock in the studio, emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN, that's 206-202-5666. Everybody, what's up? We got to get to this business of this radio war we have with Chaos Radio Show, 8 p.m. Friday nights on the Cringe Humor Radio Network. We got to get to the business at hand with this radio program. Just a nuisance. Right, Rock?
Wait.
They're a nuisance.
Temperature, weather?
Oh, it is a muggy 82 degrees in New York today.
But besides that, matter at hand,
radio war. Pretty much it's a radio bitch slap at this point.
Ooh!
It really is, because you just heard a clip of Patrick, the face of CringeHumor.net. The face. He's the Bill Gates of CringeHumor.net.
If you will.
He's the face. He's the man. He's what people stand behind when they go see a Cringe Humor show at Caroline's on Broadway.
That's some behind.
It's a big behind. He is the face, and guess whose side he's on? Our side! Chaos Radio last Friday, everybody. I'll cut the attack music. Chaos Radio last Friday did 3 hours on our radio program. Now, they broadcast on the Cringe Humor Radio Network Friday nights at 8 p.m. Chaos Radio did 3 hours of material about the LunaticRadio.com show.
We just, there's just that much to talk about us.
Can I just say this? Sucking our kneecaps. Sucking our kneecaps. They are obsessed with this radio show.
Well.
And the talent we have, Rock. I'm still trying to find out where my talent is, but apparently we have talent.
I could spend 3 hours talking about this shitbox of a show.
Yeah.
Sad state.
I have talent on loan from God, and I'm late on the payments. What does that mean? Anybody?
That was lame.
Anything? Hold on. Thank you. Yes. Sucking our kneecaps for 3 hours Friday night on the Cringe Humor Radio Network's Chaos Radio, 8 p.m. Sucking our kneecaps. And they brought on Patrick from Cringe Humor, begging Patrick to join their side in this stupid radio war. That's not a bit, by the way.
I think there was more of a threat involved than begging.
Right. They were threatening Patrick.
Think very carefully before you answer this question, Patrick.
Begging Patrick to come to their side. And what Patrick do? Go fuck yourself. They said to him, go fuck yourself. Patrick's on our side.
You are so worked up on this.
And that's not the only thing. Because they do have a host of that radio program. Her name is Heidi.
Wonderful.
She runs the show. She is the backbone of that show.
You can rename Chaos Radio the Heidi Show.
It is the Heidi Show. That's correct.
When she's not on that show, the boys have nothing to do. They don't know what to do.
But take cheap shots.
Right.
Well.
And guess where Heidi is right now?
Where's Heidi?
On our
side!
Oh, I didn't realize that's why I was here.
That's why you're here, Heidi. Well, we love you. We love you on the program.
She's adorable.
She's adorable. She smells nice.
Heidi loves. Heidi loves Lunatic Radio also.
Heidi.
Can you isolate that later?
Yes.
Just play it over and over again.
Heidi is on our side, Chris, from Chaos Radio. Oh. We're not fighting, by the way. We got to point this out. We're not fighting Rodian and Alex, the other two hosts of the Chaos Radio show.
Who are these guys? Oh,
I don't know. Right, the other guys that told
us. Those two other guys, my co-hosts.
We're not fighting them. We're just after Chaos Chris. We're here to end Chaos Chris's radio career.
Wow.
Before it even begins. It hasn't even begun yet, Chris. And we're taking it down at the kneecaps.
For a minute, I thought I had entered hostile territory before you announced that you loved me.
We love Heidi, and Heidi is the backbone of Chaos Radio. And where is Heidi now? She wasn't on the Chaos Radio show on Friday, was she?
Had I been, we would probably not have spent 3 hours talking about your radio show.
You're professional, that's why.
Right, I would have been, humiliating myself and self-denigrating, telling awful, embarrassing stories.
That's right. Heidi is here.
We win.
Doing our show, because we asked nicely. We're like, Heidi, would you rather do our show? And she was like, hell yeah. You guys are nice to me.
Well, I didn't realize that's why I had come. I thought that I was here to negotiate.
Negotiate? No negotiations. We don't negotiate with ants. It's an ant. We're a mountain. They're ants.
You don't negotiate with terrorists?
They're peasants. They call themselves chaotic.
Chaotic peasants?
Chaotic peasants they are. We don't talk to them.
Well, truth be told, I did stir the shit.
Heidi started the whole thing. Well, actually, we started it, right?
Yeah, you guys, dropped our name in a less than favorable manner.
It was in a joking manner.
In a joking manner, indeed. But I took umbrage, and I made mention of it to Chaos Chris.
Chaos Chris took it to another level.
Took it and ran with it.
He started taking cheap shots at Suffolk County Long Island Rocket.
He's got nothing.
But I take that personally also. That's a problem for me.
That's right. Let me tell you, on Friday night on the Chaos Radio show, they did 3 hours of lunatic radio stuff. Why we stink. What we said on our program last week. We said we had a lot of things to say. We said we had a lot of people backing us in this radio war, which we do.
Nice.
They called us pussies because we need to bring other people into our war. They called us pussies.
Oh, is that the angle?
I just want to point this out. Rocket and I do nothing without an audience. That's why we have all these people coming in. We just want an audience. That's all. We don't need to fight our wars with 1,000 people. It's just me and Rock. And Rock doesn't even want to fight. He's a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's right.
And he's the guy you're really after. Chris is after Rocket in this whole thing. And, he's the guy that's being called out.
That's what it's all a cover. All this radio stuff is just a cover for him to just beat on me.
Because Chaos Chris is making up these stories like Rocket's going out there and begging people to vote for us in this stupid podcasting award thing, which he's not.
Well, he did ask me personally to vote.
But you're a friend. You're a close personal friend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Heidi? Not so close.
No, me and Heidi, yes. Not Chris.
Not Chris.
Not Chris. Heidi, yes.
But, you know, you do that, right?
Sure.
When you have, like, a party, you're having a birthday party, you say, hey, can you come to my birthday party? That's all it is.
Sure.
When you're in a competition like this, you go, hey, you know what? Do you mind giving me a vote? That's fine.
That's fine.
He's not going out to, like, Yahoo chat rooms and asking 14-year-olds to vote for us. People that don't know what the radio show is.
They're 15.
Well, I did vote.
Rocket, get out of those teen chat rooms.
Bad news, man. 15.
I don't want to see what Chris Hansen.
You were there too?
That's dangerous.
Was that
territory.
You? Was that you? I was one. I was like, get on. Sounds like I know this person.
16 for you.
To quote my favorite movie of all time, Wall Street. I forgot the quote already. What is the quote,
Rocket?
It has
something to do with The Art of War.
The Art of War. Right.
You know what this reminds me of? And I might get corrected, but I believe I'm right. You know what this reminds me of? This whole radio feud. If I can make the analogy with WWF wrestling.
Yes.
When the Ultimate Warrior had a feud with Honky Tonk Man and he beat him in 8 seconds.
Yes.
That's what this reminds me of. It was over before it even started.
We should get some video footage of you and Chris, like, nose to nose, huffing and puffing in each other's faces and, like, Mean Gene Okerlund characters standing
there. That'd
be
great.
Commentating.
I'll do it. He was so proud of it. Did you see his Radio Wars poster he made?
Well, Alex made that.
Alex made that? Yes, why didn't he tell me that? I wouldn't have knocked
it. Alex's handiwork.
Alex did a very good job.
Yeah,
I was being a dick about it because I thought Chris made it.
I thought Chris made it.
We want to get back to the war. We want to make this clear that we are not fighting Rodian and Alex. Alex, we want them both on our sides in this radio war. Chaos Chris is the one who needs to be taken down. He's radio cancer, people.
No.
We're coming after him. I know, Heidi. Maybe you got some close ties with Chaos Chris.
No, I can tell you with some confidence that you would have more trouble swaying Alex and Rodian to your side than you would me.
Oh, that's it.
Because I kind of have a thing with you guys.
a thing?
Maybe we don't want those two guys. Fuck those two guys.
No. Interns can think about interns.
They can be our interns.
We need copies made.
You know, Alex could do your photoshopping.
Yes.
He
could help me. He could be my assistant.
Yeah.
Assistant art director.
Oh, yeah, he'll go for that.
Mm-hmm. To quote my favorite movie, I just remembered the quote. Every battle is won before it's even fought. This battle was won before
it wasn't even a battle.
It even started.
It wasn't even a battle. It was like a...
It had the title battle.
It was like a gentle
radio
breeze.
War. It had the title of war, and we took it, and we just destroyed you. Chaos Chris, what can you do? We have your CEO, Patrick, and we have your host of your radio program, chilling, and she's having a good time. She's got
beer. She brought beer! She brought gifts to us! How do you compare?
And she was reading, doing show prep before the show.
Yes, well, I do that.
She likes it here, Chaos Chris, and I don't think she's coming back.
What, so am I to understand that there's a spot for me on Lunatic Radio?
There's always been a spot. I have the PDF ready and waiting for you to sign. You get whatever you want in Lunatic Radio world that we can afford.
We might have to have a little bit of a discussion.
I like discussions.
Rocket and I were having some discussions before the show.
Where are you?
Yeah.
And we are here to offer Heidi a full-time slot.
Really?
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
I like it!
Is yours if you want it.
Well, that's very interesting because, you know, there is some attraction to that idea. You know what I mean? It's definitely closer to home.
Right.
Closer to home. That.
Suffolk County, the greatest county in the world.
That's right. Well, let's not go to extremes.
We have Rosie O'Donnell, on our side.
Relax.
We don't want her. But
we don't want her.
We got Billy Joel, right?
On our side.
Look at all the positive. Have plenty more room. It's better than that closet you usually do a show from.
That's true.
You know,
true.
More comfortable around here.
And, you know, I have to honestly say there is, you know, the fact that I wouldn't have to deal with Chris.
Right.
Good point.
His wheezing.
His really horrible personal attacks.
Right, his personal attacks. Yeah,
yeah. We don't fight women that are on our show.
We treat them with respect.
We love our women.
But we let our women hit us with baseball bats.
Yeah, they hit us. We don't hit them.
Right.
But at the same time, there would be quite a few drawbacks to me coming over.
What's the drawback?
Give me a drawback.
First of all, as you said earlier, Chaos Radio Show could, for all intents and purposes, be called The Heidi Show.
True.
Could be called The Heidi Show.
I happen to be the host of the Chaos Radio Show, and it's pretty much my original creation.
Something we could in negotiations talk about.
But just see.
Wait. LunaticRadio.com show starring Heidi. Could be.
Could be the title.
Like, we could negotiate it. Say it's definite, so we could negotiate.
Right. We could get some sort of wacky subtitle to the show, like The Rack is On or Rack is Back.
The Rack is Back.
Oh, wait, is that the Radio Chick thing?
So retarded. I'm just, so excited.
I'm just flying.
Let's rip Hold off on. The Radio Chick.
Okay. So excited.
Like, who the hell ever would even think about ripping off the Radio Chick?
The Rack is Back.
And I just did.
As well as the fact that I'm the only female voice on the Chaos Radio Show, whereas on this show I would kind of have
That's not true.
With...
Chaos Chris can sound like a female every
good point,
once in a while.
Good point. Well,
especially when he's impersonating Sprocket.
Sprocket.
Oh, Sprocket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my alter ego? Is that what that
what
is?
What do you mean? Yes. So, that whole upper range,
mm-hmm.
Good point.
Solely mine on Chaos, and I'd have to share that with you here.
That's something else.
You're joining a massive radio program.
Okay, let me write that
mass?
Down. You guys do
I'm
have,
just talking on my ass
you guys
right
do have
now.
Quite
Stop
a fan
stroking
base.
Yourself while you say
joining,
that.
Okay, point, counterpoint. Joining, what was it?
We are the Lex Steele.
Ooh.
Of internet radio.
Big you're, cock for
We
you
have big
people.
Cock.
You're an establishment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lex Steele between his legs has an establishment.
All right, yeah. So some of the pros are better studio.
Better studio.
I think general quality of life would be considered a...
In the studio. You're not going to die in the studio.
That's well, you're right. Right.
Quality of life.
Right. Quality of life on the radio show.
No bleeding dog.
Right, because you don't have to... Right, no bleeding dog. No bleeding.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
We're a lot dumber than they are, so you could, say whatever you want. And
I'll seem even smarter.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. there's a question of just basically capital. What do you guys have? Because I know all the furniture in this place was donated by the members of the Chaos Radio.
Only two tables and a couch.
Right, but if it wasn't for that, what would we be sitting at right now?
A smaller table?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe the quality of the studio wouldn't be quite as nice.
I wouldn't let that happen, though.
I'm getting dirty looks from Karen. He's like,
I wouldn't let that
usurper.
Happen.
Usurper. Mm-hmm. You weren't.
Get Patrick on the phone.
get him on the hotline. Get the red phone. Where's the red phone?
And then there's this whole, the root of the fight, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The podcast awards.
Right.
Right. But you gotta see.
Nine times we were nominated for awards.
But I cannot
Chaos
stress
Radio,
enough
zero.
The reason why we
yeah,
did the awards.
But I don't know if you want to bring that whole part of the argument into it because.
Yeah, I do, because the ambition of this radio show.
That's right.
Oh.
See,
let me jot that down.
See, the Chaos Radio show, their ambition is let's see if we can turn on the microphones.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's enough work. We'll turn on the microphones, then my work
it's
is done.
It's just done.
Not us. We're movers and shakers.
We're going to
California to Brooklyn.
Exactly.
You're going to.
We're planning a Halloween thing. We have events going.
You
right.
do have events.
That's marketing, nice. Advertising, publication. We're trying to do. We're moving and shaking.
We are a our own core. Yeah, a juggernaut, bitch.
If I may.
Pimp smack your ass, bitch.
That's us with Chaos Radio.
I'm not sure if I can add that to the pros and cons because I think that Chris's whole cringe humor endeavor might cancel that.
He's just brainwashing
Chris is
you.
Chris will never get anything done because he's too busy taking meetings.
Wait, you want to take that whole cringe
too
humor?
Too many meetings, Chris.
No, wait a minute. You want to take that whole cringe humor angle?
Go ahead.
West Coast Rabbit.
I'm his associate nowadays, so I'm involved in that as much as he is.
Right.
He comes to me for things.
I have the juggernaut sitting to my right.
Anything that goes on in your world, Heidi, I'm somehow involved.
And you know what? You're much nicer.
I am.
Mm-hmm. He's got chops.
Much nicer.
I'll throw down rose petals as you walk around.
Yes.
Well, we, Karen will bring you chamomile tea.
We guarantee rose petals at Heidi's feet when she walks into the studio every week.
So that brings me to my next point, which is...
And we don't have a puggle.
The amount of the amount of attention that I get on the Chaos Radio show and the abuse that I take. But if you were throwing rose petals at my feet, that might make up for the lack of abuse. Because I do, you know, as you know...
You enjoy the abuse?
All women do.
All right, we'll abuse you every once in a while. I'll hit you with the bat. We'll get a little frisky.
That would work for me. That would work. Okay.
Whips and chains.
I got a couple lampshades.
We got the beer wizard. He's a pro at that shit. He'll fill us in.
Well, yeah. I'm going to be putting this all into my rider if I do indeed decide to make the switch.
What do you say? Every other Monday we have to, you know, yell shit at you?
Or something.
Okay. We can do that.
We can fit that in.
Why not?
All right.
Reveal.
Play some porno.
Personal things that I've told you in confidence.
Yes. By the way, I have an example of how the Chaos Radio show treats Heidi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let's just take a listen to this
production
one.
Value.
Heidi gets back up! Oh, it's not over! Heidi just delivered a beautiful shot to her back. Chris is still in it, though. Also, Heidi got back up and gave a beautiful shot to her face. Chris is back at it.
Can you get, you could add this to your rider? You get better play-by-play with us.
Yes.
Okay.
Just want to add that.
Here's a clip of Heidi being beat down on her own radio show. Do you hear her screaming in pain?
I do.
And do you hear three male voices cheering?
Just cheering it on, wanting more of it.
Oh, Heidi.
I think she's done.
Yeah, motherfuckers! Yeah, you hear that bitch crying?
Need I say any more? Do I even have to comment on this clip right here?
Where's your hero now? Where's your hero now?
Her hero is sitting right here. Yeah. Rocket and Kieran.
That's it.
LunaticRadio.com show, Radio War, finished.
God, it's difficult to listen to.
It is. It's wrong.
Where's your hero now?
And I'm just talking about the play-by-play.
Look at her.
Can I claim this victory, motherfucker? Can I claim this victory?
Karen, unbelievable.
Can you ever imagine yourself at any point in your life standing over a woman saying, "Have you had enough, motherfucker?"
Sometimes, but
actually, yeah, good point.
In bed,
I thought about it. Good point.
I kind of like dangling my sack over her forehead and say, "See that, motherfucker?"
All right, let me put a little comma after punching her.
Right,
maybe
do you
not.
Do you get a good dangle going?
Mm-hmm.
Old man, Seggy balls. I got him.
All right.
Yes, we will never treat Heidi in that way.
Unless
he wants it, I don't know. But you know that. But you would say, right, "Hey guys, I want this."
You would have a like some sort of stop signal, like Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, right. We need the safe word.
Right?
Yeah, the safe word.
Safe word. That's
Oklahoma.
What it is. Oklahoma.
It's always a good one.
Right.
There should be a safe word.
Chaos Radio, Friday night, 8 p.m. Cringy Humor Radio. 3 hours of lunaticradio.com talk.
Bits about our show.
This last Friday, I listened to the entire program.
Really, I couldn't.
It got a little old after a while. Mm-hmm. Rodian went off on the program. But Rodian, I have respect for.
I most certainly do, too. Except with this play-by-play.
No personal shots. No nothing like that.
No.
Chaos Chris, on the other hand, shooting below the belt.
Can't help himself.
The entire way.
That's all he does. It's all he does, because he's got nothing. He just goes for the low blow and hopes for the best.
Cass Chris claiming that he has the mob on his side. The mob.
Yeah, he's got to go to that route. That's how he's got to win a war. I got the mob.
He started bringing in the locations of where the shows are done from, what counties. He was claiming that Queens is better than Suffolk County. And then he's got the mob on his side and a bunch of Asians.
Let's break it down.
Good Chinese food. I'll give him that.
You break it down to simple terms. You get into an argument with someone. Are you going to bring up the county you live in?
Right.
Does it really ever get to that point?
That means you don't have a leg to stand on. We brought in the fact that we had a lot of people on our side because we were comparing our radio show to yours, Chris, right. and who we've had on. Right. We knew it was a ridiculous point anyway to make. We were having some fun.
Rodian also stuck your sticker in his ass crack.
That's where it should
That's
be.
Where it should go.
Because our show stinks.
He knows how we roll. That, my friend, that's love. That's true love.
That's
he
love.
Knows. He knows how we roll. Stick it up that ass. What?
Cass, Chris, you can have Ronnie Beans. We'll give you him.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Well, you can be on your side.
But this is just the thing, you know.
Right. I don't think you can fit on your side.
Even if he pretends that he cares about whether I stay or go, Conti and Kenny, who come on before you guys mm-hmm. on Monday nights on Cringe Humor Radio, he offered them, he said, they were saying something about Conti and how he's the host, but he doesn't do anything. And he said, well, he can't be any worse than Heidi. She's ridiculous. You can have her. How about you take her and we'll take Conti? And I was like, fine with me. That's fine
hey,
with
that's
me.
That's fucked up.
We will take
I
Heidi.
I understand.
We'll be honored to have Heidi on our radio program. Chaos Chris, you can go swim in your bottomless pit of a radio show.
He's just giving me away. He's just tossing me.
Tossing radio talent away. Like it's garbage. We take that garbage.
One man's junk is another man's treasure.
Right.
Hey.
It's not garbage. It's a treasure. And you just can't see it.
It's an adorable treasure.
The radio war is over. I don't see anywhere the Chaos Radio Show can come back at us. Sure, they can have their 3-hour radio program about us because they just love sucking our kneecaps. Why don't you give the balls a little attention? Enough with the kneecaps.
Now they'll just come back at me.
They'll come back and just beat on you.
Right.
Just beat on you.
Because I'm just a weak
You have the
girl.
Protection You're of the lunaticradio.com.
See, that's the thing. They brainwash you. You're not weak. You're a strong, sophisticated lady. Don't take that shit from them. They don't understand you. They don't respect you. We respect you. We understand you.
You guys are so nice to me.
The enemy actually is in the chat room tonight, everybody, in the live lunaticradio.com chat room, and he is saying all sorts of stuff.
Oh, shit.
He's got nothing.
He's got nothing to say.
Has he called me a whore yet? Because that's the...
No, he hasn't done that.
That's the old standard.
Because he knows he's backed himself into a corner.
Why is Maddie calling me Helen Reddy? Why is he doing that?
We are the kings of shit.
She sings I Am Woman here.
The lunaticradio.com show, kings of shit. We rule all internet radio wars. We don't like even fighting these wars.
I already forgot what show we're talking about.
We'd rather do our radio show.
Chaos radio show.
Oh, right.
We're gonna do the first half hour of this radio program talking about this radio war.
Really?
And then we're going to get into our show and actually do a radio program and try to entertain our listeners.
We don't need 3 hours of nonsense of the same thing.
We won. We have your CEO and we have your host of your program on our side. Suffolk County on our side, and I'm proud to say it. Suffolk County, Long Island. Strong Island.
Now relax.
Representing.
Stop it.
Holla.
You're white.
At the people.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Alaikum salam. Salam.
Salami? Hungry.
I will take Queens and bury it. Brooklyn on our side.
Sure, I'll take Brooklyn. Full Park Slope.
Manhattan on our side.
We got Brooklyn on our side?
Yeah, we do.
Your side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's our side.
Not yet.
Get used to it. Our side.
Okay,
get used to it.
But I haven't signed anything
It's
yet.
All right, but you can get used to it.
Oh, you'll be signing.
Mm. It's all right.
Monday nights, I could get used to it.
We already got the isolation I love to take radio from you. It's good.
Monday nights. Got a lot to do on the radio program today. No. Race car Johnny is going to call in.
Stop.
He might take sides on this one.
Well, you've already said he's on your side, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll give us, like, you know, verification.
Chris said he could get Daryl Strawberry on our
Great.
Side.
Great. Good. Have him.
Chaos side.
Good. He can have him.
I don't care. Unless it's 86 Strawberry, then I'll have a problem, but there's no way it could be 86.
He can have Daryl Strawberry. That's fine. Everlast on our side, by the way.
Ooh,
oh, shit.
Good point.
The Lords from Brooklyn?
Yes.
Our side.
The Mets are on our side. He can have the Yankees.
Right? Everybody who lives in Suffolk County on our side. And that's over 1 million. 8 million, maybe.
There's not 8 million people in Suffolk County.
Over 1 million.
All right, listen.
Who's in Queens? Nobody.
Can you stop with
who lives in Queens?
A lot of Asian
that
people.
That really pissed me off that he's taking shots and stuff. Like, so ridiculous.
What? You know what? I actually got upset about it, too, today.
631, motherfucker!
You got fucking trees away. Out there, dicks. Like,
what is this? What is this?
The Chaos Radio Show is literally taking shots at a county.
They're jealous because my house is on an acre and three quarters. That's what they're jealous about.
Yeah, you know what? That's nice.
It is nice.
That's very nice.
We have trees and fresh air.
That's right.
Maybe you should get some of that, Chris, in your Chaos Radio Show, 8 p.m. Friday night's Cringy Bear Radio. Exit 53 sucks, he says.
No, it's no. Mike said that. Mike Capel, what is he doing? Exit 53 sucks.
The radio war has ended.
Yeah. It was over before it started, really.
I love the smell of burnt Chaos Radio Show in the morning.
That was kind of anticlimactic.
It smells like victory.
It can't be climactic, Heidi, because it was never anything.
Because it was a radio war?
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Chaos Chris, if your enemy is superior, evade him. Evade. Run. Run, kid. You need to run. Don't mess with the sleeping giant.
I'd like to watch Chris run.
I love
it. Oh, man.
It's very hard to run when you have a puggle at your feet.
It's actually just a pug.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's a football. It's all good.
I can't even describe...
It's a football with a period, Karen.
Yeah. I can't even describe the look of him walking that dog. It's... It's you can't even describe that look. His cheeks are bigger than that dog. It's a sight. I'm going to have to take a photo of it one day.
Chaos Chris wants Heidi to look at his web camera because Chaos Chris, the enemy, is in the live listening chat room.
Well, that's not possible.
Chaos Chris says he can fire us at any time, which is fine. Hand me my pink slip. I'll go on doing a good radio show.
Oh!
It doesn't matter.
That actually works out even better for me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We were on iTunes, I think, before all this cringe humor radio stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fire us because we have your CEO.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Heidi. With us, you'll have more in the way of getting your show out there better. Yeah. We're on iTunes. We're on the featured list on iTunes. You're on Podomatic.
And it's not like a two-week thing. We've been there for years.
Karen, do you even know where Podomatic is?
No. What is that?
I don't even know.
Some sort of dehumidifier?
It's an easy...
Is that a vacuum?
It's the funniest thing you said in a long
podcasting
time.
service for those who DIY.
Oh,
I like that.
Ooh, Chaos Chris cannot fire Rocket because if he fires Rocket, he's firing Kieran as well.
Right.
Oh, there you go. So you're protected, Kieran.
I go down with my fellow man in war.
Ronco.
Oh, shit.
It's funny. Oh, Beer Wizard wants to know if Ronco makes the Podomatic. Yes, right. He does. Ron Popeil sells it. You can check him out like on 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, you know, some like one of your local stations. You'll see him selling the Podomatic. It comes with like a set of steak knives.
All right. We have said our piece. We think the war is over.
Well, I'll have to sleep on it for my part.
Yes.
It has to be over. We have offered Heidi, formerly of the Chaos Radio Show, a full-time spot on the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm not saying you are equal to Rock and I when you come to the
right.
show.
Right. I wouldn't be taking over as host.
No, you're not a hired gun.
That's always been our mantra with the show. Equality.
Creativity. Everything.
Quality.
I'll even give you some of the buttons if you want.
Ooh,
I'll give you the
buttons.
Sampler. You want the sampler? Because I'm sick of touching it.
That would be awesome. I love
you
buttons.
Can have buttons. See, we gave Heidi buttons on this show.
Wow.
You can have a monitor too if you want.
You should give her buttons tonight. See how let her get a feel for what it's like to be.
You
want to
play with my? I almost said my buttons.
You should.
You want to play with buttons?
Well, you know, I think I'll hold off on that.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll start the LunaticRadio.com show right after this. Evade us, Chris.
Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods, but I am LunaticRadio.com.
This is Lunatic Radio.
Let's bring in Dane Cook. I know he doesn't have much time, so let's just bring him right in. Hey, Dane, how you doing, man?
Back in 1993, I went to a party, and somebody took a crap on the boat.
I love that bit because it's just so random, you know? It's just like out of nowhere. Somebody on the f***ing boat.
And then the idea of... Not only did somebody on the coach, but then the idea of, you know what, if I was the person to facilitate
working on the code. Then to have like a follow-up of like wanting to kind of let people know that I may or may not have defecated on your coat and apparel. To that moment where you lean in and you go, who would do that? To kind of keep everybody wondering, was that you on my said coat?
Yeah. And once you find out that your coat wasn't the one that got shit on, then it's really funny.
It's those moments that you're like, I'm glad I was at the bottom of the pile.
That's right. Yeah, here's the showing up early.
It's basically not to be fashionably late.
Right. I'm glad I got here early.
That's good stuff.
That sucks for you, kid. Your coat's got shit on.
See, you teach lessons, Dane. Show up to parties early.
Lesson learned. Comedian Lisa Lampanelli joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
So pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah. We're doing all right.
Good. You know what? I'm doing. You know why?
Why's that?
Because I just got out of the gym so I can try to lose enough weight to get a white guy to me. And now I'm calling some dumb internet radio show with three listeners. My life suck worse. Should I just eat a gun right now? Should I just die of ass cancer? What the f*** is going on in my life?
I ask myself those questions every day.
Horrible.
Nothing beats going from Comedy Central to an internet radio show.
Yeah, yeah. And a quick stop in the gym to look at all the darkies who are too hot to f*** me. This doesn't work out, okay?
Jamie Kennedy, everybody's got his new album coming out in a couple hours.
I saw a blog today that said you were having me and Henry's show on.
That's right.
Yeah, Henry's show dicked us, man.
He dicked you?
Well, we don't know 100%. Someone just called while we were just speaking to you, but I couldn't take the call, obviously, because we're talking to
Jamie
you.
Jamie Kennedy did not dick you.
That's right. Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
And the new album blowing
up,
everybody.
He does not dick Lunatic. Jamie Kennedy will f*** off and boogie nights, but he does not dick you.
Right, right. Oh, I wish you would have said lunaticradio.com right there. That would have been perfect. Just trying to get drops off of Jamie Kennedy.
We're trying to see.
Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
Nice. Oh.
Like that.
There it is.
I love Jamie Kennedy. I'm a new fan now. I'm all over.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. It's the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Dennis Huff.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
Kieran, the host of the show, has not been late in 8 years, so he probably could use a little bunny ranch right now.
Well, I think we need to bring him out to the ranch and turn him loose.
We'll let
the
girls. No, bring him out to the ranch and turn me loose, Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
8 years. Wow. You know what? The girls will pass him around like a raffle ticket.
Bravo.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, but we're all winners.
That's right.
Well, what's the deal? Why you been holding out? You hold up.
Oh, did we lose him? Oh, my God. We just lost Dennis Huff. We just had him on the air. We're doing great.
Wow. I didn't even touch it.
Unbelievable. Our phone's cut out. Oh. Well, we'll try to get him back on here. That was going awesome, too, man.
Yeah.
Holy Christ. All right. We called Dennis back.
Lunatic Radio, can I help you?
Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man? Our phones just dropped out right in the middle of that.
What happened? All that dirty. You talk about getting this guy late after 8 years and the phone goes dead?
Buddy, you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. I have Adam Ferrari in L.A. and Monty in Florida. And I don't know. What's up, everybody?
I'm driving through a sea of illegal aliens. Monty, what are you doing?
I live in a sea of illegal aliens. I live in Florida. Okay. Yeah.
Right. That big protest is going on today, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you believe that people should have the right to work and not be criminalized?
Yeah, because I need somebody to mow my lawn.
Oh, Jesus.
Come there on. There you go. You gotta march. If you're going to march, please put the leaf blowers in front of you.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Pixies, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rockett and Heidi in studio. Newest member of the LunaticRadio.com show. Even though she's signed no papers.
yet.
She will be signing at the end of this radio broadcast. Maybe we'll take her out to dinner after the show.
Ooh!
Wine, dine,
that's how we roll. Put on the corporate card.
I think you should take me to the Tender Trap.
Yeah.
I like it, I like it.
Tender Trap. Famous strip club locally here on Long Island. It is a LunaticRadio.com show. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. The radio war is over.
Yeah.
As far as we are concerned, the LunaticRadio.com show is champions once again.
As always.
We did have a radio war back in the day a couple of years ago with a show out of Chicago. And it turned out to be really dumb. And we're like, hey, you know what? Let's not do that anymore. But we'll fight little peasants. No problem. It's not even like fighting. It's just like, all right, you guys suck. And we're like, eh, bye.
Well, it was a fake fight.
No, it wasn't. It was real.
But we...
To me, it was.
Because if Chaos Radio really wanted to have a war with Lunatic Radio, it probably would have gotten a little bit...
Guns a-blazing?
A little more like you know, army kind of thing.
Right. Because they would take it to a horrible level. See, we keep it on wax. Right, Rock?
Yeah, wax.
We keep it on wax.
Who says that?
What the
rappers
fuck?
Say it. Back in the day, old school rappers used to say, we keep it on wax.
Word booty.
So wait, we keep it on vinyl records?
We keep it on stream. That's what we do.
Stream?
Yeah. That's what we stream. We stream the show, right?
Oh, true, right?
Right.
Good point.
Keep it on stream. We keep it on the internet. We fight with words, because words hurt.
No, but...
Unless they're coming from Chaos Chris, because he's so ridiculous.
But, Heidi, are you saying, like, they have other dirt on us that they're not really letting out of the
no,
bag?
No, I'm saying it would be more like a terrorist attack.
Oh, see, that's not
fair. Right, yeah. You know, they're like, throwing in the grenades and stuff.
See, that's just ridiculous.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's not how we roll.
We actually started off one of our first shows attacking Craig Coleman, so it all started.
They were gloating about that, taking on Craig Coleman.
Wow.
A man who did a radio show out of Maryland, I believe.
Maybe somewhere.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere.
He used to go on the Don and Mike radio program out of Washington, D.C. all the time, Craig Coleman. Mm-hmm. He did a fine radio show. It was just him, you know, doing his own show. He'd go on for like 6 hours at a clip.
Just doing Craig his Coleman. Thing, whatever his thing was, but he'd do it.
But he actually attacked a forum that we were on and
spammed.
Yeah, but then he pulled some other stupid shit. It got ugly.
It got ugly, and the Chaos Radio show
unprovoked. It was
laid the smack down.
Right,
and they claimed that was a victory.
Yeah, I didn't really take part.
Good for you. Don't.
That's not a victory, Chaos Chris.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
If you want to see a victory, just look at the war you're in now and what position you're in, and where your hosts are and your CEO. The face of Craig Coleman. The man is loyal to the LunaticRadio.com show. Patrick. I love that guy, by the way.
Patty Saltines!
Can we go back and just listen to the clip of Patrick on the Chaos Radio show?
I just want to... Just one more time.
On Central, fine.
Just one more.
Because just listen to Patrick, and I don't mind listening to Patrick. Because we love Patrick, and Patrick loves us.
I love Patrick, too.
See?
Here's Patrick. Let me set up the clip. Chaos Chris called Patrick on the Chaos Radio show last Friday, 8 p.m. on Cringy Humor Radio, begging Patrick to join Chaos Radio's side in this little radio war thing. And Patrick just, laid down the law, pretty much.
I do Lunatic. They bring in porn stars.
He's right, by the way.
It's funny, he had nothing else to go on. And that's all he had.
We bring in porn stars. What do? We brought in Kate Frost.
Kate Frost in studio.
And Patrick got to take a picture with her. I got to see her boobies.
Fantastic. She drank all our beer.
What does Chaos Chris give Patrick, Rocket? Nothing but headaches.
Headaches.
Headaches. Patrick, can you call me? Yeah. I need to know what this guy's doing. Patrick calls him back. He's sleeping.
Patrick will be on our show, and Chris is haunted.
So you're choosing Lunatic Radio, right? That's what you're saying?
Like he's having an aneurysm.
What was
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. You guys are assuming.
Be careful, Pat. Be careful what you say next. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Why does Patrick need to be careful?
That's a threat.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's
what's
a threat.
With these threats?
Threats.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Chris is so defensive.
What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
Don't hurt my ego.
He's going to rub his cheeks on you?
His cheeks? I thought you said tits.
Oh. Let's choose wisely.
We knew it was you, Fredo.
That happened.
We knew it was you, Fredo.
We go ahead.
No, I think, you know what I think it is? I think you guys are envious you didn't get fucking nominated.
No.
Chris is envious because he doesn't have the drive that the LunaticRadio.com show has. We have drive. Like driving somewhere.
Lexington Steel Drive.
Right. Right up the ass.
Oh. We never... Dude, we don't submit. We didn't submit our fucking show, and nor do we ask any...
Because you're lazy.
Yeah, exactly. And nor do you don't ask people to vote.
Chris is so... He does an internet radio show, right? And... If you do an internet radio show, you know that most people don't listen to your show live. It's just the way it is. People have things to do. You know, they don't catch the show live. So be it. So in order to gain listeners, you have to podcast your show. You have to make it available on iTunes or a podcasting website so people can hear the show. They can download it at their leisure and listen to it. Listen to what you have done, that week for your broadcast. Chris is so lazy that he won't do it. He won't upload his show as a podcast. He has done it in the past, but he doesn't do it a lot. It's called Drive.
It's really hard for me to listen to that and not say anything because deep down I don't really want to defend him, but at the same time it's like, ugh, because I know he works so hard on the show.
I know he does.
He works so hard. He puts so much work in. And
we're keeping it on whack.
God.
But we're not. I don't think we're questioning his... How he handles production on the show. I think this all stemmed for the fact that we do extra stuff outside to get the show out there. That's where this all started.
Right, but he doesn't believe in that. He's got a different philosophy about it.
Yeah, because it's work. He thinks when the mic's...
You think that's what it is?
When he's done doing the show at 11 o'clock, it's like, that's it. Let's hope for the best.
I don't know, because we have that... I mean, I didn't see your numbers, but our stats on that Torian Wireless thing are out of control, man. You know that Torian Wireless thing?
Who?
Podomatic?
You know Torian Wireless?
Wireless. Oh, now I know.
Oh, that, yeah.
Voiceover.
It's the voice.
Right, exactly. Like yeah, you know, they're in Australia or whatever.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And there's a shitload of people listening live on that.
Cool.
All right.
So there's that.
So you got Australia.
So you got dudes in the Outback listening.
Cool.
We've got
you
that,
got a bunch of Crocodile Dundees.
The V Radio and something else. V Radio. It's through your cell phone.
Oh. Okay.
And you can listen to KS Radio.
Yes, through your cell phone.
8 p.m. Eastern, Friday
nights.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, we're not questioning Chris's... he does work on the show. I mean, he does. He has to.
He does?
In order to do a show, you got to like work on it, right? A little bit. He's got to do something, right?
He does.
I think it's all you, Heidi.
Well, partly it's me.
It's all you and
he. I think that Goodnight Burbank is much better than...
Well, you know, that might be true. That might be true.
But come on, seriously, man. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I'll stay on all night and not give you the answer just to fuck with you.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll play the rest of the bit.
All right. Yeah, guys, play what Lunatic Radio is.
You really prepared to do that, Pat?
Yeah, guys, stay on the line. We'll use up the minutes. Guys, go. Just keep going.
Pat, you're filling in for Heidi over the phone.
He's not ready for this.
Can you just enlighten us? Tell us what you're feeling.
Pick a side.
He's begging.
Look at
this. So hoping.
Listen to what just transpired. And this is no offense to Patrick, but Patrick, who just comes in, you know, occasionally just to, you know, help out, do things, chill out. Chris is comparing you, who dedicates yourself week in and week out to the show. Right. He's saying, yeah, you know, Patrick, you're doing good job. On the phone, even. He's saying, you know, you're doing good enough of a job as Heidi would. You're doing good. You just hang out.
Yes,
all that time and dedication, whatever.
Anyone can replace me at any
given
moment.
That's what he's saying. That's right. Oh, and by the way, I just found out that we're also on that Torian Wireless. So,
yeah. Oh,
we're in Australia.
Go fuck yourself.
Look, we're not even paying attention. We're on it. Go fuck.
But that's,
we don't even know where we are.
But you're on it.
We're everywhere.
You're on it because of Chris. So.
Go fuck him. Thank you, Chris. Fuck yourself.
But not really.
Right.
Hold on. Karen is calling me. I'll talk to you later.
Oh!
There it is!
That was a stinger right there.
Now he must destroy Patrick.
Now he must destroy Patrick.
See?
Now he must destroy Patrick.
How quickly he turns. No loyalty
right.
in this
no
kid.
No allegiance.
No loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Nope. It's true.
Unbelievable, people.
All right. We got to move. I'm done with this.
It's over.
I'm done.
We're done with the radio war.
All right.
It is the LunaticRadio.com show.
We got
Race Car Johnny calling into the radio program. Race Car Johnny is our Well, he's our reality superstar, and he won his reality show on a Speed Road Tour Challenge. Spoke to him yesterday. The guy's been jet-setting, signing autographs. He's like the hype man for NASCAR now.
Good. Good for him.
What he does when he goes to
He's the Flavor Flav of NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much. He went to Watkins Glen, which was the latest race.
Yeah.
And they had him sitting there in front of the crowd, you know, hyping up the crowd.
Oh, that's awesome. They're having him do it. I'm so happy. I was so worried that he was going to win this, and they were just going to be like, yeah, okay, here's your little award, and we'll see you later.
And Ray,
but
Ray,
he's actually doing stuff.
Yeah, he called me yesterday. He's like, dude, I'm signing, like, autographs. I've signed
awesome.
Today I signed 200 autographs.
Wow.
Well, remember we had Doug Jones on the show, and he was saying, like, they all know about him. Like Ray Scargiani.
Yeah.
He's a name.
Yeah, he's like, I was talking to him yesterday. He's like, I can't come to grips with people knowing who I am and not knowing them before, like not personally meeting them before. Like, people just yell at his name and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And he's just been, you know, on a plane, like every day he says he's on a plane. Like, he'll go in, do a job, get on a plane, fly somewhere else.
Unbelievable.
So really, shooting shows. It's just taking off for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, which is great. And he's working for the Speed Channel, which is cool. He'll be calling into the program. Race Car Johnny has been, before he, you know, went on the reality show and stuff like that, he was a guy who loved this radio program. He listened to it on a regular basis at work when he had his day job in Florida. Now he's not a day job guy anymore. He's jet setting around the country. Country. Yeah. So he'll be calling into the program. We got a lot of other stuff. I guess just tidbits to talk about, you know?
Oh, you're blowing up! Is it Chris? Stop talking about me!
Uh-oh.
Hold on, I'll take this call right here.
Ooh, this should be good. Is she hot?
Yeah, it's me. I'm on the radio show right now talking to you. How about go fuck yourself? This person just told me to go fuck myself.
It's dad.
Yes, I gotta hang up the show.
Hang up
the phone. Because I'm on the show right now.
I love that.
This is broadcasting to thousands of people.
8 o'clock. Oh, that's what I meant.
All right, bye.
Well, look at you!
Well done.
That was great radio.
Yeah, I'm getting a blowjob at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'm a guy!
Wow.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
Whatever works.
10 people are listening. Yeah, I'm sorry, it wasn't thousands. I meant 10.
And that's great for your podcast listeners.
Yeah.
They don't mind. They're not even listening to us right now.
Yeah, so Race Car Johnny's going to call in.
Not right now, they're not listening. No,
not right now.
But another time, they will be listening.
Right.
And for them, it'll be now.
By Rocket, have you been keeping a tally on how many times I've said the F word today?
No, I figured we needed a good start point so I could pay attention.
Because on last week's show, I must have said the F word at least 1,000 times.
Well, as listeners know, that is your comma, saying the word fucking.
Yeah, and I today, from this point on in the show, I am going to attempt not to say that.
Are you trying to cut down on that?
Oh, God, it's ridiculous. I listen to the show and I just get annoyed with myself.
Mm-hmm. You've cut down on apparently. I'll give you that.
I have. I say it a lot, apparently.
But you have cut down on it.
But I will try not to say the F word.
Why? Is that your new crutch?
Yeah. See, when you do radio and stuff like that, you become really aware of what you say and stuff like that. And you don't want to sound like
Except
a moron.
That you just said and stuff like that twice in one sentence.
Right. I will go on to it and stuff like that. That will be my new crutch and stuff like that.
I like using the word
fucking
in fear of saying something like
Heidi
the word
knows
like.
What I mean. Don't you realize that when you do your radio show and the things you say, you're like, oh, I keep on saying that word.
Absolutely.
Do you actually jot it down and make a note not to say that word?
I do make mental notes. I take a lot of written notes, but I don't usually write down, don't say this.
Mm-hmm.
I could, though.
But I am not going to say that word. And if I do say that word, something has to happen to me, and I haven't figured out what.
Oh, like when I lost my bet about the Asian midget and I had to get 4 dozen eggs to the ass?
You want to throw eggs at my ass?
No, because that's been done already on KS Radio Show.
What should happen to me if I say the word F? The F word.
What should we do?
What should happen?
Can we hit you?
What can happen?
Can I hit you with the bat?
All right, hit
That's
me with
the
bat.
We got.
How about we have to hold him underwater for a full minute?
You want to take it up a notch? I have a stapler.
He can hold his breath.
Oh,
that
stop
long.
It!
I'll take a staple to the ass.
All right,
to the ass. Let Heidi do it.
And it's not a staple gun. It's an actual stapler.
Right, you so open it up and you have to.
Yeah,
do
so you have
thing,
to like
right?
slam the stapler on me. Yeah.
So it can't be every time. So it's the first time you say it.
It could be every time. I'm gonna make a note
every
not
time?
To say the F
oh,
word,
dude. That's bad. It would have to be a.
I will not say it. I guarantee you, I will not say it. I've been kicking myself in the ass all week not to say the F word on this show tonight. All
right. So the first time you say it, we do it.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
Word.
We gotta get a stapler.
It's all
break.
You, Heidi.
Okay.
I have a stapler somewhere.
Because I'm not touching his ass.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a fine ass, but I ain't touching it. What?
I'll touch it.
Well, I don't want it to be all skeeved out, you know, so I'm just saying.
Barry Bonds hit his home run number 756, everybody.
How about them apples?
Yeah, that's great.
He's actually up to 759.
6-3-2 again. This is swinging a hot fly ball right center field. Back it goes. Racing back. Logan jumping up, and that ball is gone. Number 756.
Were you,
was there something you wanted to add to this?
Not really.
Because you did this last week.
Well, he hit number 755 last week.
No, he hit 56.
No.
He broke
55.
Last week.
He broke the record on Wednesday.
But I thought here from 2 days ago had worked that he broke the record.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
I could have sworn we had 50. Oh, did we have the tying one?
No, Rock, you don't even listen to the show.
I don't.
Barry Bonds, number 756, everybody. Oh, and everybody's been knocking Bonds. Actually, as soon as he hit that home run, all the stories came out. About him and his steroid use and just hammering him. No one could give him credit for anything. I guess that's fine, right? Because he did cheat. Everybody knows he cheated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. There's no facts yet, but it's alleged.
Oh, God, dude. It's
no,
so
I know.
Obvious. Though.
But, oh, wait a minute. But there's a great stat. He hit more homers. The ratio homers to at-bats was higher during his skinnier days. They separated it. Like during his Pittsburgh days, like his skinnier to his heavier days, his home runs per at bat was higher during his skinnier days.
Interesting. Well, as soon as he hit
70 home runs.
As soon as he hit 70
on his jack yeah. days. But
you know what's funny is though, you watch, like, I started doing like research on his stats after he hit 756 because you hear all the stories. Everybody's been hammering him. Mm-hmm. So I like kind of looked into it and I looked up his stats for his entire career in the home run stats.
Right.
And it's like 24, 36, 42, 40, 45, 36, 73.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Like 36. It's like ridiculous.
He was already kidding. Yeah, and then it just,
I'm like,
yes,
that
shot
happened.
Up. No, right, it's right. true. It's
well,
true.
You know what makes it worse is that he's just not a likable guy. They had he had done like a little reality show stint.
Oh, right,
it's just horrible to watch him. I was just like, hate the guy. Oh, God, he's such a dick.
He's the only player that's not in the union, too.
He's not?
He's not in the players' union. Absolutely not.
Really?
Yep, really.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, he's not in the players' union. He's on his own.
Yeah, he is so unroyal. I mean, it's just... It's a foregone conclusion. I did right.
Yes,
he's just huge, you know? And I don't know. I kind of feel bad for the guy that he's getting so much flack, you know, because, you know, being a baseball player and doing that every, you know, day in and day out and all the, I don't know. It's just, even if you cheated, getting so much ridicule from everywhere has got to be hard on you. Mm. And even through all that, he still persevered and hit the home runs.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't imagine the last 2 years he's been taking roids, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't think he has been.
I think he has.
With the, you know, microscope on him for 2 years, I can't imagine he's been trying to cheat these last 2 years.
So, how do you keep
and
that
he still
size?
Hit a bunch of bombs.
How do you keep that size? I don't know.
He's the fat. He's kind of fatter now.
It's disappointing enough when you find out that somebody you like is guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
With him, it's just like, he's doing it, and fuck him. He doesn't deserve to.
This is what I say.
Record.
Every Major League Baseball team should be allowed to have one guy on roids.
Yeah.
Like just one big roid guy, you know, and maybe in the National League they don't have the DH. Maybe give them the DH, and not even call it the DH anymore. Just call it the roid guy slot. You know
I
what
like
I mean?
That.
You just have the roid guy slot.
I like that.
You know, every team gets
a roid guy. The RG.
Yeah. Well, if the Yankees still had Gary Sheffield, I would say he would be the one to mark as the roid guy on the Yankees because that fucking power.
He's gigantic.
That wood chopping action.
Jason Giambi looks like Torso Man.
Whatever.
You know what I love, though?
The silverback gorilla.
Ever since he broke the record, one of the stories I've been hearing is, when's A-Rod going to do it? Because A-Rod will bring back the clean.
Well, I think he will eventually.
Cleanliness.
I think he will.
Yeah, and that's why, because he's definitely on a solid pace, you know, barring any injury.
But he's not above suspicion either. People.
Really?
This week, Chipper Jones of the Atlanta Braves.
Larry?
He said, you know, as soon as A-Rod gets close to that thing, he's going to have a microscope on him about roids. And then Jose Canseco said he has a new book coming out, Jose Canseco. Right. Who knew that guy can write?
He ain't writing. He is not writing.
Jose Canseco can barely speak.
I like baseball.
He bought Philly for. He's got a book coming up saying that he has stuff on A-Rod.
On A-Rod. Yeah. See, I can't buy it. A-Rod's always been pretty much the same. So outside of maybe his like first year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been so consistent. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Mm.
To me, I think...
Roy's Rod.
Yeah. Roy's Rod. Yeah. There it is.
So,
news tomorrow.
Congratulations to Barry Bonds. You know.
All right.
I got your back, playa.
You got Barry Bonds' back?
Sure do. I'm a big fan now. Now that he broke the record, I'm all
now
about
like
Barry
him.
Bonds.
Now you like him, huh?
Fuck Hank Aaron. Who's that guy?
Oh.
Jeez.
You know, the kid who caught the ball, he's screwed.
Wait, why is he screwed? No, I thought he's selling it. Highest bidder.
He sells it. He's in the highest tax bracket, and he's got to pay all kinds of
All right.
Oof.
All right, hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
When we come back for break, which we'll just take right now.
Why?
I will take a staple to the S.
Why?
Oh, because he said it?
I just said it.
I missed it.
I missed it, too. It blends in so nicely
Rock,
with conversation.
Take me to break.
All right.
Coming back, staple to my ass.
Oh, wow.
You could have got away with it.
I said it. I caught myself.
Right.
Back right after this.
Hello,
hi, this is Carmela Bing, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Make the motherfucking ruckus! Make the motherfucking ruckus!
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
academics from Central Michigan University. And I'm fucking Jamie Kennedy's cock.
And I'm fucking Twitter with balls. And I'm skull fucking the asshole.
And we are LunaticRadio.com. If hip hop should die before
I wake, I put an
Hey, everybody, we have this thing called the, what is it, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to LunaticRadio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board, because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the LunaticRadio.com home site and check out the message board, the LunaticRadio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the LunaticRadio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody?
Hi!
LunaticRadio.com show, New Marilyn Manson.
Oh, it is? I didn't even know. Not the Manson movie.
Word up. Here in Rock and Studio, Heidi joining us.
Heidi in studio.
The beautiful Heidi.
Oh, boys. You flatter me.
The very professional Heidi.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666.
A future of voiceovers, Heidi.
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
I mentioned in the last segment that I can't say the F word anymore, or I have to take a staple to the S. And I mentioned the F word, or I said it, and now I have to punish myself.
Yes, so you let it all like
I'm minutes. My own worst enemy.
You sure are.
This is going to hurt. I mean, I would rather be hit with the Smitty bat, but...
But it is a full-size Stanley Bostitch staple.
Yes, I'm going to take it in the ass, quickly do this so we can get to some other stuff.
Sure.
I guess I'm going to stand up, right?
Yeah.
I guess you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to stand up.
Do it over here.
Get the mic up.
Get the mic pot over
up
here.
Pot up 4.
Oh, pot up 4.
Is it loud? Is it there?
Testing!
Oh, my God. It's
it's at ass level.
All right. I'm going to stand up.
It's a high S.
I'll go over to the microphone.
It's
high S.
How are you going to do it, Heidi? I guess you're going to have to put the stapler to my ass and
just
nail
ass,
it.
And then I'm just going to...
Ooh,
you gotta do it forcefully. I don't want to.
It'll go in.
Okay.
This is gonna hurt.
I have some experience with a stapler.
Oh, cool.
Not in asses.
Oh. I don't have much of an ass either.
Ew. All right, fucking young man.
Hold on. I'll get this.
You don't have like a wallet, do you?
I didn't want it.
Oh,
no.
Cheat.
There. Go.
All right. Hang on. Where do you want it? Show me where you want it.
On the side with the mic.
Where the pocket is, but above the pocket.
Just in the like meaty here? Part. I don't know.
In the meaty part.
Like here?
No, that's too high.
Here?
Yeah, they're right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Don't let me know. Just do it. I didn't feel anything.
Okay. Drop your pants. He's got
Did
shorts
I?
On. Yeah, you got shorts on. Just don't show you how.
I got boxers on.
Good.
Awesome.
See, you look, you don't get that. You don't get that there at Chaos Radio.
Right.
Oh, she's getting into it.
She's totally gonna get me this. All right. Stapling to his ass, and I put it there.
Oh, oh God! A little staple to the ass.
In my ass.
That's so in my ass.
Oh Jesus.
All right, now I got to take that out.
I put it in his ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I bet you like it.
It's in there.
I know. Karen.
Jesus.
I was being
crap.
Oh, Beer Bear with a nice comment. I'm surprised he didn't yell fuck. Good point.
Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, my God. Heidi put the staple is completely in my ass right now.
Hot.
It is complete. It is complete. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's not, you know how like you, when you staple paper like half goes in?
Sure.
Uh-uh. There's no gap here.
It closed.
It's completely in my ass. I'm taking it out.
But you realize my failed attempts, I
oh,
had to.
Man. Oh, mother of pearl, it sucks dick.
Oh my God, I'm never saying the F-bomb again.
I'm sorry, Karen.
No, it's okay.
I think I got a bleeder. Oh,
wow.
Well, I will never say the F-bomb again.
Wow, like, I got all kind of heated up doing that.
That stung a little bit.
See? See what you get here? It's a little pro.
Whew. I got to...
What my pants? You get horny here.
Word up, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show in a little bit of pain. Will not say the F-bomb anymore. I can't even say my catchphrase anymore.
You can't say anything. What are you? You're stuck to
really
just gay references.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
I have audio here from CNN.
Ooh!
I guess there's a man out. He's a sheriff of some county in Arizona, and he wants to set up an illegal immigrant hotline.
Okay. I don't even know where to go with that, but all right.
What he's doing is if you're a resident of this county and you see like a bunch of guys chilling on a street corner, maybe they look Mexican, and you think they're illegal immigrants, you can call this hotline and report them.
Oh,
that's.
I guess
you're
gonna have to get their names or something.
Like a neighborhood watch.
And I guess this business is gonna do background searches and find out if they're illegals and track them down and kick them out of the country.
That's hilarious.
Well.
Oh, that Mike Capel in the chat room, 1-800-HEAT-FAN.
Oh, no.
And it works. Someone call it.
Here we go.
It's like any allegation of any other crime, and we get probable cause. We're not going out there to knock doors in without probable cause.
But what kind of information specifically do people need to call the tip line to say somebody they think is in the country illegally?
Well, it all depends what they're coming across. If they see seven guys on a street corner that look Mexican, I don't expect they're going to call, but some may call. But we'll research it. We'll do what we have to do to get the information. We've locked up 627 people already on new state law. We're the only ones doing that. We haven't had any problems of any profile and allegations.
So 627 on that new...
Isn't it completely... Just profiling? Isn't that what it is?
It's exactly what it is.
It is profiling. But I think if someone... I think there are tells, you know what I mean? I think people... Like, if you look at Long Island as an example,
mm-hmm.
the guys who gather on street corners to be picked up by...
lawnmower guys!
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Those guys are just like... They might as well be just holding signs, I'm illegal.
Yeah, right.
Because exactly. There's 100 of them.
Yeah.
I've seen... If you go like in Farmingdale, a town in Long Island,
right.
If you go out to the Hamptons,
mm-hmm.
they always hang around 7-Elevens, which is a convenience store.
Right.
And there are like 50 to 100 of these guys just chilling on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, it's funny you mentioned the Hamptons because I remember last summer... That they're trying to cut down on, that they're not allowing mm-hmm. those hangout places
to
meet up.
Well, then they were going to build like a hiring hall for them.
Oh, God.
Which didn't go through. Ugh, but,
it's like a YMCA for like working.
In a way, I mean, because then you get the hate crimes and everything. It almost seems like it's an outlet for people who are really frustrated who might otherwise come after them with physical violence.
Sure, sure.
Like, I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
Bust them line, whatever it is.
State law, but has anybody been put behind bars for being in the country illegally because of this tip line yet?
No, not yet. We have about 400 calls. We just started this, and we'll see how it all pans out.
Maricopa County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox told the AP that there are Latino groups who plan to launch what I guess you could call a counter tip line for people.
A counter tip line. What would that be?
That's just getting confusing now.
Like if somebody calls in and said, hey, yo, Pablo that hangs out at 7-Eleven, he's illegal. What, if somebody called to the other one and go, no, he's not.
It's a legal alien roundtable.
I don't get it.
Reporting the people who hire them, perhaps?
I guess.
Weird.
Because what else would they be doing?
Those guys, you know what? So what if they're illegal? They work their asses off.
It's just a way for politicians to make more money under the table.
Those guys are the hardest working dudes out there.
Unbelievable.
Where are you on this issue?
I'm very much in the middle on it because...
me too.
You know, the schools are crowded with their children mm-hmm. who don't speak English.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not paying the taxes either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where I am on this one because, I feel bad. I don't know. Sometimes I feel bad. Sometimes I'm like, I'm annoyed. I don't know.
I've heard the argument that, the people who used to do these jobs, it was, you know, teenage boys or whatever, and they're no longer willing to do the work. But I don't really think that's the case. I mean, just when I mean, I'm not super old, but old enough that when I was younger, my type mm-hmm. of guy was landscaper guy.
Right.
That would no longer be the case because there's no really like young white kids doing landscaping.
But I am a believer that Americans don't want to do that job anymore, even if the kids are whatever.
It's just that there's no...
They
those
won't.
Jobs are not really available because...
Not,
well, no, no.
Now
but,
they're like...
But I'm saying the mentality of the kids nowadays, you know, I don't think they're going to... They don't want to work for their buck. They just want to get the buck without doing anything.
I just feel like it's become stigmatized as immigrant work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that has something to do with it.
Absolutely.
And
I'm not knocking the young kids. I don't, you know,
no.
They're just different. They're brought up different nowadays. You know, they have more things available to them. You know, they have the internet.
Every generation is different, man. And different for our parents and different for their parents.
Right,
and so
right.
On,
I mean, when our parents grew up, I mean, they had to, you know, work their ass off to earn a... Right. 5 cents or whatever
exactly.
It was. You know what I mean?
Five. Wow.
And we don't.
You're old.
You know, and when we were kids, we're almost the same way. We were like, hey, you know what? Just give me $20. I don't want
right.
to do anything for
exactly.
the $20.
Exactly, yeah. Different
and the
times.
Kids nowadays, they just expect it, you know? And it's,
so what's the next generation?
And there's the fact that they come here, and they really think that they're coming to something better, right? And they end up living in a 1 or 2 bedroom house with 15 other people.
Mm-hmm.
So is that... You know, is that really better? And that's what they're doing. That's what they're stuck with. So,
well, I guess compared to what they had, it's better.
Is it?
Yeah, but they can earn money. Saying they earn money here and they send it back to their family
yes.
from their country.
Right.
And it's you know,
splitting
and they can live
families
off that.
Too.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the case or not.
No.
But a hotline. A fucking hotline to report these people.
It does seem really weird because of that whole profiling thing,
yeah.
right? It's.
And the guy's like, oh, we haven't had any profiling trouble yet.
Because you know what it probably
what
is? They probably
not yet.
They probably can't really do anything. They can't say, get the fuck out of here. But at the same time, they're probably getting a lot of heat from a lot of people in the community saying, can you do something about it?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to find like a middle ground.
Because
at the end of the day, they know they're doing a lot of those jobs that a lot of people aren't going to do or willing to do or want to do.
Yeah.
So... They're helping keep the community moving, but a lot of people don't want them there, so they're trying to find a middle ground. To me, this doesn't seem like it's going to do shit, but at least it makes like they're doing something, and there's another way for them to kind of make the money move for them to stick more in their pockets. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the politicians win.
It's like any allegation of any other crime, and we get probable cause. We're not going out there to knock doors in without probable cause.
But what kind of information specifically do people need to call the tip line to say somebody they think is in the country illegally?
Well, it all depends what they're coming across. If they see 7 guys on a street corner that look Mexican, I don't expect they're going to call, but some may call. But
of course they're going to call. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see 7 guys chilling outside your convenience store every weekday morning. Yeah, you're going to call. Those are the people that are going to call. I mean...
We'll research it. We'll do what we have to do to get the information. We've locked up 627 people already on new state law. We're the only ones doing that. We haven't had any problems of any profile and allegations.
Not any allegations.
Yeah.
No one's...
If not yet, you're going to have some. You're on CNN talking about it, you
right,
dope.
Right.
This is just dumb.
Well, CNN sort of supports the whole anti-immigration thing.
Yeah.
Xenophobia.
That's the, that guy's famous, right? He's the sheriff or mayor of Maricopa County or something in Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who set up, in Arizona, they have this thing called the tent prison.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Tent city, they call it, I believe. And it's just tents. In the middle of the desert,
wow.
And that's where they send you know, prison guys.
Right, they don't have like the luxuries, right? And that like the,
they don't have luxuries.
All the luxuries, not luxury. I mean, put luxuries in quotes. Like a lot of prisons have, you know, they get like McDonald's,
they
and television.
They have a cell.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, they have
a cell. Right.
They have a cell with a toilet. These guys here are intense.
Yeah.
Well, when they were doing it, because they heard that there's jails that they get like fast food deliveries. There's like cable television and shit like that. And he's like, "Fuck that! You're in jail, motherfucker."
It's just a bunch of tents set up in like on the perimeter, just barbed wire fencing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That guy's badass.
But he's little, ship, you're in jail.
He's a little, you know,
a little off.
He's got a little sense of pride on him. I don't know.
You need that a little bit. Little tough.
A little
toughness.
It's just, I mean, you know, it's hard because when you live in a community that actually all of you watch it change before your eyes.
Yeah.
I grew up right next to that Farmingdale area where they used to all line up. And I left. I moved away, and I came back. And I went down the road, and I see all, I mean, both sides of North Ocean Avenue just lined up with immigrants looking for work. And they throw down a piece of cardboard, and they lay down in the dirt. Like waiting for a truck to come along.
Holy
They can't even, they can't all fit near the 7-Eleven because there's hundreds of them.
Unbelievable.
I used to go to that 7-Eleven a lot back in the day.
It's because of that Bissett landscaping, that big distributor there. It's like a wholesale nursery thing there.
And you would go to 7-Eleven, there'd be hundreds of immigrants just lining the sidewalk or whatever. And at one time, a particular time I went there, I pulled in to get some coffee, whatever, got out of my car. And at the same time, somebody pulled up to actually offer work to, you know, whoever, right?
Right.
And the guy, I guess, made like a signal like, hey, I need some guys. And 100 people just flocked to this
converge,
dude.
Yeah.
You know, you ever see like, I don't know, like termites or something on like a piece of wood or something? They just flock to it and rip it apart. That's what happened. And I watched it because I've never seen it. I just watched how this guy was going to pick.
And he's like, three, I need three.
Right. He'll point out a number of guys he needs, and he'll actually pick like the biggest guy. Like, I need a big guy. I need three big guys. So
like a dodgeball.
Yeah. So you would see, like, you would see the group of guys, and, you know, they're short guys and they're big guys. And you would see, just see the, like, the short guys just walk away because they knew they weren't going to get picked. And I was like, wow, that is so fucked.
I was like, that is so fucked.
But, you know, it's just the way it happens.
Survival of the fittest.
It really is. Fucking weird, but. Man.
And then they'll haggle for pay.
Yeah.
You know, say, all right, I'll pay you each $10 an hour. No, no, no. You know, no less than 12 or whatever they're looking for.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy stuff. Why are we getting serious on the radio program? I believe the Heidi's taking us serious.
It's not me.
Serious radio?
Yeah.
Played beer pong this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, high school beer pong game. I'm 31 years old. What the fuck am I playing beer pong for?
Was this Saturday night when I called you?
Yes.
That's why I hung up with you as quick as possible.
I played beer pong.
He was slurry. I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation.
It's such a sloppy game. Were you outside? I know people who play indoors.
Yeah, no, I was outside, yeah. But I was actually playing on a beer pong table.
Yeah.
They have beer pong tables.
Sure,
now.
It's a business now.
All the rage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It said beer pong on it.
I hate it. It's just dirty.
And it's like made for beer pong.
Isn't it? And then you got to drink that beer that the balls bounce into. You know,
and they have the water cup. It's just not enough for me.
I got smoked too. I suck at beer pong.
Right.
I got killed.
I once played beer pong where, I don't know how we ran out of beer and we switched it to vodka.
Oh.
Vodka pong.
That was brutal.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I've never actually played. I've watched an awful lot of it.
It's no fun.
I haven't played since James Madison University.
But I know better than to play games.
Playing beer pong?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking weirdo. Dude,
we had a surprise party for my buddy, Polish Bob. And
oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. And somebody brought out a beer pong table. And I was like, all right, we're all 30. Let's play beer pong.
Yeah.
And we played beer pong, and it was ridiculous.
Ugh.
They had beer pong tables. I didn't know this.
Oh,
I didn't know it was a sport.
There was some chick, I stupidly paid for a Pal Talk membership at some point and was in there one time. And there was a chick who has a beer pong table that comes down from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's like all the rage now.
She's got it rigged on like a pulley system, and she lowers the beer pong table down, and then you can watch her play beer pong.
This is what I'm saying about the kids coming up. They have everything. Like, their drinking games are...
The furniture in the house.
Yeah. Like when we played beer pong back in the day, we had to get the old table from the house.
And you got a big slab of plywood that you set out on top of that.
We had to make our beer pong table. Now they come manufactured.
Pulley systems.
And they say beer pong on them.
That's crazy.
Oh, like beer pong USA. God.
Right, and they sell ping pong balls next to the beer in the grocery store.
Yeah.
They have ping pong balls just for beer pong.
Yeah, go to the beer distributor. They have you behind the counter. It's all beer, but behind the counter, you get your ping pong balls, you get your deck of cards. You know, it's like you got all your games, all your bar games.
And that's all right.
Unbelievable.
How about dots? Anybody play dots? I like darts.
Darts are fun.
Yes.
I'm sure they have some sort of technologically advanced crack pipe somewhere.
All right.
The kids have it easy,
I'm
saying.
Who smokes crack anymore?
I don't know. Some people.
Karen's bringing it back.
Crack.
Bringing back crack.
Karen's bringing back crack.
That's just funny. Crack is just a funny drug. I mean,
Karen's bringing back The Rock.
What? You know, if you... I can't imagine... Like, people that become addicted to crack... Why? I mean, because it's like you get knocked so hard for smoking crack. Like, you can never be cool smoking crack. Like, you'd be like, oh, you want to smoke some crack?
Yeah.
And the goo's like, oh, man, that guy's righteous. He smokes crack.
Hey, it's just it's a shady drug.
You never see that, right?
It's a shady drug. You don't want to be around those people.
It's just cheap, right?
But it was hip in the 80s, man. I was
was
like,
it crack?
Oh, my God, man. They do it all in the bathrooms and shit.
But was it hip?
It wasn't
hip.
It was like street.
Hip.
It was ghetto. It was street.
Thought, like American Psycho. Like, it was the thing. You go
smoking
into the...
Smoking crack?
Yeah.
I think that...
That smoke, it was snorting.
But it had to be coke then. Because, you know, if you had money, you did coke. Yeah. And if you were broke and on the street,
crack.
You smoked crack.
Crack
was the no-frills version of coke.
Exactly.
It was no-frills.
Oh, really?
You ever know frills?
Oh, hell yeah, like a bathmark.
Everything
local
was
reference.
White.
Yeah, that's bathmark.
It said like bread on it.
Right.
Like the labeling.
Fake names like for like Dr. Pepper was like Mr. Pibb.
You could even get beer. Beer.
Yeah, beer.
Yeah, it would just be called.
We
beer.
Should get a case of that. Just
no frills food is the best.
They should have a no frills store somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
And I would go buy that stuff.
Like instead of Ruffles, it was called like Wriggles.
No, everything. Yeah, and all the food, all the no frills. Why we're on tangents? All the fucking food was like a little off, like the taste.
The what food? The what food?
The food. Whatever the food was.
Yeah, but what'd you say?
What kind of food was it?
Did I say? Fuck, all right, I'm taking two staples because I'm pissed I said
I don't
the
think
word.
I can do it again. I feel really bad.
No, you got it.
I got to do it. I got another cheek.
Him. I got to hit him.
All right, we'll do it after
you'll
the
break.
You'll do it? No frills is funny, though.
No
I'm sorry,
frills.
I shouldn't have called
that's
John.
So I mean, no frills and, still exists.
And crack.
Except they've done a lot better with it.
Crack is a no frills.
See, that just goes to show how... I need this explained. See,
I think I'm getting drunk.
Crack coke mm-hmm. loop. So crack is not the same
it's
as coke.
It's not a loop you want to be in.
Crack.
Oh, we got someone calling.
Crack is like the dirt that they when they refine the coke that like boils off.
Oh, it's like the residue.
It's
the residue.
It's the shit.
So it's based from the same.
It's the coke element. Schwag, basically.
Oh, now I understand.
Stems and seeds of coke.
Hello, who's this?
What the fuck is going on?
Race car Johnny, welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Look, first right off the bat, just want to let you guys know that I'm on your side.
Yes! On our side! Did you hear that, people? Race car Johnny, on our side!
World famous television star
yes.
on our side.
Reality superstar on our side.
I had to think about it.
You guys up to it.
Chilling out. We got Heidi in studio from the Chaos Radio Show. She is actually
formerly
of the Chaos Radio Show. She is, the host of that program, and that's the program we had this little radio spat with, and she is joining us on our program.
So you've got the enemy is in your...
No,
she's a defector of the enemy.
Exactly. She's defecting
okay.
from the Chaos Radio Show.
I got it.
Race Guard, tell us. We haven't heard from you in a while. What are you up to? You won the reality show, and now you have the job with Speed. What has been going on in the life of Race Guard Johnny?
I have learned that airport travel pretty much sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, the worst part of the whole thing is flying to, like, Philadelphia Airport is terrible. They have no, it's crazy. I've had flying to Chicago, lost one bag, then coming back from Chicago, lost another bag. And
so they have you jet setting around the country doing what? What are you doing when you go to, some sort of event? You're doing all the races, right?
Yeah. I get to, we got like a big stage at each track, and they do, they do live shows, and pretty much me and another MC, we kind of do crowd hype stuff, and they got the Speed Girls, and they throw Speed swag out to the fans and stuff like that. So it's a little different. It's a little out of my norm for being just kind of like laid back how I am, kind of getting up in front of a shitload of people and interacting with them, but it's pretty cool.
Have you ever thought of maybe, it'd be great to be a single guy right at this point in my life?
Yeah, but...
No, say no more.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, say no more.
Say no more.
Everything's good. Everything's
come on, if I'm race car Johnny.
I'm on your side. That's true, Kerry.
If I'm race car Johnny, I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I might want to bang a couple of these speed chicks. All right, I know. Yeah, you're a good guy, race car.
I'm on your side.
You're a loyal guy. So you're having fun, right?
Yeah. I just got back from, I was in near, I guess you could say, it was Watkins Glen. But I don't know if there's that actual city.
Oh, that's upstate, right?
It's near Ithaca.
Yeah, that's in another country.
Yeah, we just refer to all that as upstate New York.
Right, never even heard of it.
We don't travel to those parts.
Right, it was way out in the freaking backcountry. But just got back from there, and Thursday I fly to Detroit, go to Michigan Speedway, and I still got... the next weekend I get off will be the weekend after November 18th.
Wow. So you feel like you're just paying dues right now? Like this is a stepping stone to something better and you got to kind of do this first?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I never expected when I won and knowing that I was going to get a job that it was going to be something that's just handed over to me. And, you just get to automatically go up the totem pole. I certainly expected to work from the bottom and, have to pay my dues and shit like that. And I certainly do. But it's a dream of a lifetime. It's one hell of a job. I get to get on the backside of, TV production and shit like that. And, meet all the drivers and,
you sound exhausted, but I remember we were talking on the phone during the week. You were saying you're kind of weirded out that people are kind of recognizing you and asking for your autograph and etc.
Yeah, it's still like this weekend at Watkins Glen. I signed so many autographs, and it's like I don't know. It doesn't seem normal. I don't know. I guess I'm still just, I don't even think still winning the show has ever like completely set in yet.
Right. Did you receive that truck they were supposed to give you?
We're still waiting on that deal. That's a touchy topic. I'm on your side.
That's right. On our side. Right.
I'm on your side.
Yeah. Next topic.
Right. But yeah, well, I know that's going to come and, but, I'm thankful that I got the job at least, and I get to go hang out with all the crazy wackos at the track and have fun with them, get to meet some pretty interesting characters at the track. We had one guy, we have these plywood cutouts of the host of our show on Sunday, which is called Race Day, and one guy decided to just walk off with the female host of the show, Wendy Venturini. And it's a life-size cutout, giant fucking piece of fucking plywood cutout. It's heavy. And guy just decides to walk off with it, and the cops see him, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? He's, nothing. Well, what are you doing with their sign? And I just thought I'd take it back to my campsite, and it's like, come on, man. What the hell are you thinking, But you get some crazy people like that, and... we had one guy this weekend because Dale Earnhardt Jr. is switching. He's not going to race for Dale Earnhardt Incorporated anymore next year. He's going to race for Jeff Gordon's team owner. Mm-hmm. And there's a big deal about letting his car number go to that team because it's essentially when a team fields a car, they actually own the number on the car. So the owner of the A car doesn't necessarily have to let him take that number with him to the new team. So there's a big thing, it's called Free the 8 campaign, and one guy actually sunburnt Free the 8 into his body, into his chest.
The politics of race cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. It may seem like nothing to you guys, but the amount of fans that actually get involved in this little deal with the car. Thank you. just a number, you know? They make a big deal about it.
Absolutely. Hey, so Johnny, humor us. Have you, in any of your trips and adventures, has anyone come up to you and be like, are you Race Car Johnny from Lunatic Radio?
No, I haven't had that happen yet. No.
All right.
At least I'm on your side now.
So, Race Car Johnny, I just got to say this. Just a couple short years ago, you were a listener of a internet radio program. And now you are jet-setting around the country working for a TV network. How does that happen?
So where, hey. Throughout the duration, somehow become a little bit a part of the show.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes.
You guys always used to make fun of us.
Make fun of you guys? What are you talking about? We never made fun of you. We never made fun of you.
You guys always send us warnings for being too harsh to people, to the newbies on the site.
You gotta tell Fagnuts I said hi.
For my old employer, and I go over there every now and then and bust their chops.
Oh, I know I had a question for you, Johnny. How are the restrictor plates doing?
Yeah, the restrictor plates are good.
Thank you. Just gotta ask.
No restrictor plates going on right now.
I love him. He's the best.
So you're going to Detroit in a couple weeks or a week? Thursday.
Couple days. Couple days, I'm going to get to help co-MC a Smash Mouth concert.
Yeah, you're like the hype man. You're like the Flavor Flav of NASCAR.
Wow.
Look at him!
Smash Mouth?
Yeah, Smash Mouth.
I mean, I'm not a big Smash Mouth fan, but...
Who is?
Yeah, that song. Yeah, it was
right. Somebody once told me the world is kind of rony.
What? What does he say?
The world is going to roll me.
Oh, the roll. I thought he said rony.
I can't believe you even know the words of that.
No, I don't, apparently. Oh, I said apparently. Yeah, that guy, yeah. How does he still have a career, these Smash Mouth guys?
I don't know.
All right, well, have fun with that. You're going to be more famous than they are.
Exactly.
I think so. Just make sure you wear a Lunatic Radio too.
Yeah, thank you, Mighty.
The guy from Smash Mouth is going over to Johnny going, ask for an autograph. Johnny's going to go, hey, but go fuck yourself. All right, I'll take another stable
fan. No, that doesn't count. That shouldn't count. Yeah. That's a phrase.
Oh. And hurricane season starting up, so maybe we'll get
yes!
It.
Yes! Yes! That's the old race car, Johnny, we know.
Maybe we'll get a weather report. Yo.
Yes. Love it.
I can't wait for Africa to start throwing some knuckleballs in Florida.
See, Johnny's all famous and big time, but he sticks to his roots, you know? He's well grounded.
And that's important.
It's very important. Love it.
Race car Johnny resides in Florida. He used to give us the hurricane update every time a hurricane.
Yo, this is race car Johnny.
Jim Cantore ain't got shit on me.
All right, race car, best of luck, man.
All right, guys. You guys take care.
All right.
You
too, buddy.
Bye.
Later. Race Car Johnny, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, that was awesome. The old leather bits. Oh, I wish we had those. I mean, that was
so
random.
So great he can't hear the explosions.
It's so rude.
It is. He's my buddy, too. I talk to him, like, personally. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Heidi in studio.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
This is Race Car Johnny calling from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
All right, so anyway, Race Car Johnny, one of our listeners down there in Naples, Florida, was outside on his front lawn or in his backyard somewhere, and he left us this report on how Wilma was acting up.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got like 90 mile per hour wind coming in right now. Standing outside my driveway, the eyewall is passing a little south of us, so not going to be able to do a call from the eyewall, which would have been pretty cool, but everything's pretty cool. Got some pretty fast winds, and this is Race Car Johnny. I'm out.
Now, why can't, like, all of them be like that?
Like, that's better than the shit you see on Weather Channel.
That was like a great report.
Absolutely. It's windy, it's rainy. Back to you, Ted. You know, I mean, come on.
That's like when you watch Fox News where you go, hey, we got Race Car Johnny live on location in Naples, Florida. Johnny, what do you got?
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got like, I don't know, like 90 mile per hour wind coming in right now.
He's the next Geraldo Rivera.
What more do you need to know?
Right.
Like, listen, I know what a hurricane is.
Maybe we could have done without the yo-yo-yo. It's Race Car Johnny.
You know what? So what? Local flair. That's what I like to call it.
Right. That's a little flair.
Yeah.
Give a little personality.
Yeah.
Got Jim Cantore beat.
Yeah.
Fox News alert.
Yeah.
Race Car Johnny in Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
Yo-yo-yo. This is Race Car Johnny calling from Hurricane Wilma. We got like, I don't know, like 90 mile per hour wind coming in right now.
I don't know. The wind is blowing.
Hey, listen, when you get over like 50 miles per hour, what difference does it make?
It's windy.
Everything's pretty cool. Got some pretty fast winds. And this is Race Car Johnny. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, that's Race Car Johnny reporting from Naples, Florida.
I mean, what more do you want? It's rainy, it's windy. I'll get back to you later.
It's LunaticRadio.com. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Fall in love.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Get your lighters out.
Now, Buddy.
Einstein.
Yeah, he's very on Einstein.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Love the filter. Big fans of Richard Patrick. Get your lighters out if you're in the chat room. I'll turn it up. Oh, this is a good part coming up, though. Can we play this, Rock?
Oh, no. I don't mind. I love knowing what the song's about now. About him being on an airplane.
It's on an airplane, yeah. It's about him on an airplane.
Blast.
Here we go. Come on. Greatest streamer in rock.
Yes.
Word up. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, Drunkle Hotline, everybody, 206-202, that's 206-202-566. Go F yourself, Wine Panda.
Oh, I see, that's probably Chris. I'm calling the RIAA right now.
Yeah.
We're talking, oh, come on. Get me started, we're talking over it, we're distorting.
I'll explain it.
Sorry.
Idiots.
Yuck.
Kids. Anyway. It's us. We're back. I need to take three staples to the ass, I think.
God, three.
Unfortunately.
Karen, you could just take one.
I think it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Should we do it quickly right now? Let's just get it over.
It's up to you.
All right, we'll do it right now.
You
I gotta.
Do, Rock, you going to do it?
Well, explain the bits.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I can't say the F word. I said it three times in the last segment. I'm not proud of it. I'm trying to get out of saying the F word because on last week's program, I must have said it like 2,000 times.
But one staple to the ass didn't teach you, motherfucker.
No, absolutely not. I like getting punished.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stand up.
All right. So you sure you want me? I'll do it this time, honey. It's up to you.
Go ahead.
You're the guest.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Go ahead, Rock. I'm not. Don't worry, you don't need to take your jeans off.
Good.
As much as I enjoyed being up close and personal with Kieran's ass.
No, not your dude!
You're
not
back!
Your back.
Oh, right, my spinal cord. This.
You have to wonder where it hurts more, right?
Probably my back.
Well, I should do. What, can I do it like right here, like above your pocket?
I think above the pocket
like
might
right there,
be a better
that's
spot.
Gonna hurt, but go ahead.
All right, turn a little bit.
You think that's going to hurt worse?
Ready? Yeah.
You might get a sciatic nerve,
that's
though.
That's
going to
hurt.
Oh, jeez!
I'm never saying the effort again.
I didn't really hit him that hard. What happened?
Did it get in? Did it get in?
Oh, that's totally in.
Is it in your ass, Karen?
It's in there. So
Rocket put it in your ass this time?
Rocket put it in my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. That one hurts.
Weird.
That definitely hurts more than 90s.
Awkward.
See, and you yelled at me. Did you yelled at me?
All right, you got me with that one.
Did it? It went in?
Yeah, it went
in. Just check it.
All right. All right, we're doing the show again.
Oh, we're going to do radio. All right, here we go.
Heidi, you want to do your story?
I can do my story.
Ooh,
pant-shitting story.
Is it like a news story?
Is it a news story?
Yeah, news.
A news story.
News story.
No, it's a personal story.
Oh, personal. All right.
Of woe and humiliation.
Oh, all right. We're all about that.
We are all about the humiliation on
sure,
this show.
That's what we do.
I'm going to have to say this one is going to take us back to the year 2002, I think.
Ooh, good year.
Not too long ago.
Not too terribly long ago.
Rocket, do we have some storytelling music, maybe?
I was a little bit younger.
I have no storytelling music. You're asking me for things I just don't have.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. We don't need
he wasn't even expecting a story.
No, I wasn't even sure if it was news or not.
It's not news.
Yeah.
It's not news. But it is a new story as far as, internet radio goes. It hasn't been told on internet radio.
Right.
Before. Wait, before I...
Exclusive.
Shut up. Before you start, now, have you done this on Chaos Radio, this story?
This story has not been told.
Our side.
I love her. All right. By all means,
I gave you guys a fresh story, and here's another thing. If I may add, they wouldn't have wanted to have heard this story on Chaos Radio because I have to uphold my sexy girl status.
Oh, right.
All the time, so I can't tell a pant shitting story. I guess I could.
Yeah. We keeps it real on this one,
and you know what? You'll still be sexy.
But what happened was after Kieran told his story about how he had to shit so bad and he was going, the drive with the shit cramps running into the house, and that inspired me to share my own story.
All right.
Great.
Now, this is one of those things, if you look on my MySpace, not that I'm plugging my MySpace, but you know how you have your general interests?
Mm-hmm.
My first interest, I don't know if it still is, but my original first interest was pant shitting stories.
Oh.
And I go around trying to get pant shitting stories out of other people, and you'd be surprised how many people have never shit their pants.
I never did.
Disconcerting to me because I have a couple stories.
Wow.
You've done it multiple times.
More than once.
Unbelievable.
I've chosen this gem for you out of
my. All right.
I like gems.
Yeah.
Break us off with the pants shitting story.
Pinch one off for us.
And ironically enough, I was wearing a skirt.
Oh!
But I did have on a pair of panties underneath.
Like it's hot.
So I still shit my panties.
Okay.
So that counts, I think.
Absolutely, that counts.
I went to a Dave Matthews Band concert.
You know what? Dave Matthews always makes me want to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the... You know the brown note from South Park?
Right.
Right. Yeah, so I was at a Dave Matthews concert at the Meadowlands.
Meadowlands.
So I'm in Jersey.
Jersey. Jersey makes me want to shit,
sure
by the way.
Does.
Jersey definitely always makes me want to take a big old crap.
Mm-hmm.
And during the show, I had a couple of their tap beers there. You know, you get those keg beers
in
a plastic cup at the show. And I ate two hot dogs with some sauerkraut.
Ooh, boy. I'm feeling it just thinking about it.
You're eating Jersey dogs
with
sauerkraut.
With a dirty tap beer, right?
Just churning inside of you.
I try to avoid the tap beer generally.
Can I ask?
Go ahead.
Did you have any coffee that morning?
I always have coffee, my friend.
That's
coffee and Jersey dogs. Oof. Not a good combination. No.
That is awful.
So,
it's a laxative waiting to happen.
Wait, can I ask also? Was this in the summertime?
It sure was.
Oh, brutal.
Word. That's
insta shit.
That is a key question right there.
Yes. The heat does a lot
to
the shitting part.
To you.
I can believe it.
So it's the long day outside in the sun, and we had floor seats. We were pretty close to the stage, and at some point, I just had to sit, and some little cute little hippie girl went and bought me some water because she thought I looked like I needed it. She was a little worried about my state of being because, I mean, two beers, I should have been fine, right?
Right.
Should have been fine. So my friend and I get out of there, and she had driven, and my car was parked about 40 minutes from my home in Melville and at my job. At my job.
This is the greatest thing in the world, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm wearing this little hip girl's skirt,
right?
You know, knee length, a little tiger embroidered on the bottom, low rise. I'm feeling cute and cool, right?
Hip,
but not so hot, really, because that beer didn't hit me just right. Plus those two hot dogs. So we get back to where my car is, and she says, "I'm like, you know what? I'm really hungry now." Now it's got to be about 2 a.m. because, you get out of a concert in Jersey.
Yeah, it's late. Traffic, going back over to GW.
Exactly, exactly. I had to get back out to Long Island. So there we are, and we go to the diner. And in the diner, and I'm like, starving. And I order a cheeseburger deluxe.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did. But no coffee with this cheeseburger deluxe. No. And I guess at the time, I probably weighed all of about 115, I'd say. God.
This girl's killing herself. She's trying to kill herself on that day.
Right.
Her intestine's like, what the fuck is going on?
So
your intestine's going, time out.
Yeah.
Tap it out.
So I just demolish this cheeseburger deluxe platter. I eat everything on the plate.
Did you have the coleslaw?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's extreme.
But the burger and the fries are gone. And I ordered a Coke with that. I had a Coke with that.
All right.
I'm telling her, and we're sitting there, oh, man, I feel so much better now. I feel so much better. And she's like, oh, good, because I was worried about you driving home. Yeah.
Right.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Good to drive home.
Good to drive.
So we've got about a 15-second drive from the diner to where my car is. I get into her car, and as she's coming around, I am suddenly hit with these awful stomach cramps.
Oh, no.
And I release a...
Hold on. I got scary music, because when you get those cramps...
When you get those cramps,
it's brutal.
It's petrifying.
Sweaty.
When you're not near a bathroom.
Right.
Everybody knows those cramps you get when you really, like an emergency shit is coming.
Yes. So out of nowhere, like somebody just poured liquid Drano down my intestines and just kaboosh. And I let out some
gas.
Some awful smelling. She comes around, she gets in her car and goes, oh, did you just shit in my car?
Pirate man. Sound like a pirate.
And I'm all sweaty now and I go, no.
Yeah, you get the panic sweats.
I get out of her car. She's like, all right. And she's like, you're going to be all right? And she's laughing at me because I stank up her car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. So I get in my car, and now I had this little Jetta, 5-speed.
Right.
Manual transmission.
Word.
And I'm parked behind the warehouse of this building that I worked in.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically like a big office park. There's you come out of that one, and then there's another
still
one.
Still got the panic
street.
Sweats going?
And I'm like, man, I gotta get home. I gotta get home. If at this hour, I could probably make the drive, I'd say 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I press on the clutch, and the second that I pressed on the clutch, a little bit of shit came out.
Oh, no!
No!
By the way, why is this music playing in the background?
It could be.
In a skirt and my velour seats.
Oh, no!
It was all good. So nothing got in the car, actually, luckily.
She dropped the...
I pull out of my office's parking lot and directly across the street because I don't want to do it now where I work. I don't want to shit in the parking lot I work in.
Because you can never go back to that job.
And I'm thinking,
gotta quit.
Somebody's going to be like, I found these adorable little panties covered in shit out in the parking lot. I wonder who they could belong to. And I knew that I would be, there'd be a tell because I suck at bluffing.
Right.
I cross the street, and as I'm pulling into that parking lot, it's just letting go. So I pull in all willy-nilly, into no spot, just into the lot, jump out of the car and run over to the curb next to some bushes, because now, I'm in plain sight if anybody were to drive by.
Right.
I lift my skirt, and I take the shitty panties off. And they were cute too. They were little baby blue low rise bikinis with clouds on them, little fluffy clouds.
Oh, adorable. I'll never speck of brown.
I tell you what, this music is painting a great picture in my head. Yes. You know, it's like a misty night. She's in a field, like high grass.
Right, exactly. And I loved those panties. But
all
anyway,
alone.
I flung them into the bushes and I took a big steaming crap right in the parking lot. And somebody,
wow.
And I said, you know, that's somebody's spot that they come every day to work and they park in that spot. And my big old pile of shit is going to be right in their spot.
You rock.
So now I'm like, all right. And I'm running the car with the headlights on, right? So I go back over to the car and I'm like, oh, and it's just everything's just pressure down there. I can't even tell what's going on. It all hurts so bad. I'm like, I gotta pee. So I lift my skirt up again and I'm holding on to the side of my car.
And I
pull the skirt up and I go to pee. And as I'm peeing, boom, just evacuation, just shit everywhere, man.
This is mind blowing.
It was unbelievable.
This is terrifying.
I guess between the dirty beers and the two dogs with sauerkraut
absolutely.
And my cheeseburger deluxe. But,
yes.
Okay, that hadn't really processed yet,
right.
You gotta figure, right?
Yeah, and if you ever eaten at a diner on Long Island, cheeseburger deluxe, that's just one big crap.
And I'm sweating, and luckily I always have some kind of napkin or towel in the car.
Yeah.
And I was able to get myself cleaned up fairly well, and the skirt was miraculously untouched.
Wait, I got audio of me as I'm walking by. I actually see this. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, that sounds just like you screaming at me taking a dump in a parking lot. So,
vicious.
All right, now I think it's done.
By the way, Mad B Chemist says it's ass putty, not shit.
Ass putty.
When it's coming from a girl, it's ass putty.
It's
absolutely
explosive.
Horrid. It was horrible. And I'm like, I don't believe this. And I'm as it's happening, I start to laugh because I'm like, I can't wait to tell all my friends this story.
Right.
So I get into the car. But now, you know how like after you've done, you're sick and after you've done something, there's like a few seconds of respite where you feel okay. And then like the heat comes back and your head starts to pound.
Oh, my God. It's not over?
It's not over.
Wow.
I was
These
sick.
Demons are not exercised yet.
I was sick as sick can be.
Holy
so I get back in the car. And I'm like, oh, God. And my head just... I pull out. I'm right at exit 49 on the expressway.
Yeah.
You would know where that is.
Yeah.
And I'm at, you know, waiting at the light to cross over the bridge, the overpass, and then go.
Rushing home. In a panic.
I'm sitting at a red light, and suddenly I'm like, whoa! I open my car door, and the whole fucking cheeseburger deluxe platter shoots out of my mouth.
Out of your mouth?
I vomited.
Holy crap!
The whole, I mean, and you could pretty much still tell what it was.
You
and
are the Crypt Keeper.
It still smelled like a cheeseburger deluxe.
Oh.
Came right out, and it was like I could feel my throat stretching to
accommodate
it because it was so thick
it
and
was,
solid.
It was whole still. It came out. You can put it back on the plate.
I tell you what, you were quite the catch that night.
Yes. Yes.
What happened? You had like a
what happened
stomach
to you?
Virus.
Now, for all this that went on, I end up catching up. Actually, I guess I took the Southern State home. I end up catching up to my friend, and she saw me speed by her as she's driving along. Oh. She saw me go by so fast, and she like turned to wave because she knew it was me coming, but I was just like gripping the wheel, sweating, and just flying down the Southern State to get home. Oh.
Unbelievable.
Scary.
Yes, so that's one of my top pant-shitting stories for you there. An exclusive.
Oh,
Lunatic Radio.
That is awesome.
It's brutal.
Thank
Bravo,
you.
Heidi.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a terrifying night.
Isn't that horrible? And, you know, then, of course, I always had the memory because I had to go to work every day.
Yeah.
I passed the very same spot where it all went down.
Unbelievable.
But just that feeling of pressing down the clutch and just filling my panties.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
No, never that bad. I can't.
Like, I can count on, like, on my hand.
Right.
The times I've crapped outside of a bathroom.
And generally, I'm okay. I don't have, like, irritable bowel or anything.
Yeah, but...
It runs in my family, but I don't have it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but you took a crap in a field or in a parking lot.
Parking lot.
And puked.
Yes.
On a road in the same night.
Yeah.
Within.
Yeah, it's usually one or the other.
Within minutes. Less than 5 minutes, probably, of each other.
That is awesome.
All there, yes.
That's awesome.
By the way, people, we just made radio history. First girl crap story.
That's right.
On the radio.
We've been wanting that.
Yes.
Good point. I forgot.
You got it.
I forgot we've been wanting that.
Have to oblige. Yes.
Hindsight.
And maybe if I come back again, I'll tell you another one of my pan shitting stories.
Ooh, teaser, teaser.
I am all about the pan shitting stories.
Guess so.
And now pan shitting stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By Heidi.
We need a promo for that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Make it all like hot. You know, like have it all like, and make it all hot, the promo, and then say what it's actually about.
Right.
All right, let's all digest that one. We'll come back.
Pardon the pun. Digest.
We got wacky audio when we come back, everybody.
All right.
And we'll take a break, come back, more LunaticRadio.com show, right after this. Bravo, Heidi.
Thank you.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey guys, this is Hobbs, and I just took a shit for LunaticRadio.com. That's about the best thing I can think of. And, you know, Katie makes fun of me for making such big noises. Anyway, I took
Beaver trap.
Here, McCann.
on the lunaticradio.com show.
This is Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show, and now back to lunaticradio.com.
What up? Lily, love this girl. What's her name? Lane some. I don't know her name. It's a hot chick, though.
Constain.
Word up, the people guessing. Like Flyleaf. Word up, Kieran Rockin' in studio, lunaticradio.com show. Heidi joining us.
Hey, everybody.
From the lunaticradio.com show. He's on the show now, that's what it means. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE, that's 206-202-5666. We were talking about, last week we did a peeing contest amongst Rocket, myself, and one of our crew, Simon.
Clyde really didn't compete.
Rocket really didn't compete. He only did like 30 seconds. It was peeing for time. And Simon, of course, won. He peed for a minute 31 straight. Unbelievable,
he's
this guy.
He's got tall guy bladder.
Tall guy, exactly.
Yeah.
And he was the first to go, because I thought that was going to work against him. But he won.
Dude, if you listen back to last week's show when he did that, yeah, it's really remarkable.
It reminds me, just like, if I could reference a movie, Naked Gun, when the chief of police is talking and Leslie Nielsen's in the bathroom and he still has his lapel mic on and you hear him the entire time.
Right.
Reminded me of, they just kept going.
Oh, no.
And going.
You know what it reminded me of? You ever see Revenge of the Nerds, the sequel, the number two?
Yes.
Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Yes,
when Ogre
is in it.
When Ogre, the Alpha Beta Ogre,
yeah,
he's in a bathroom, right? And there's like four other guys in this jacuzzi. And they're just, the scene, the camera's focused on the guys in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Right.
Ogre's in the background. And the guys are just talking about what they're going to do to the nerds. They're going to get revenge back on the nerds, whatever.
Right.
They're talking for like 5 minutes and Ogre the whole time is
taking
peeing.
A piss, yeah.
And every once in a while, the guys in the jacuzzi would just stop and look back over at Ogre and go, what the? All right, whatever. Just continue talking. That's what it reminded me of. It was so long. A minute 31.
It was.
Yeah. It reminded me of an Adam Sandler bit called The Longest Pee. It actually sounds like a tub. And he actually did. It sounded like that was like a gigantic opening that water was pouring out of. And people in the chat room were going nuts saying that it wasn't real.
You know what it was, if you want to get technical? It was the gain on the microphone. It was turned. It was cranked all the way up so I can get the sound of the pee hitting the water.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to get. So that's why I cranked up the gain. You heard like a bunch of, you know, like almost airy noise.
Right.
So you heard everything. That's why it sounded like
there was no drip, and that was the giveaway, that it was fake.
It was not fake.
I didn't think
no, that was not fake.
It was
not fake whatsoever. It was amazing, though.
He could probably do it again.
He could probably do it again. He did drink like 5 bottles of water.
Right.
And before the show, he did say he felt an urge. So maybe he was holding it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we're mentioning this. We want to do that same bit, but next time it's going to be all chicks.
Female version.
The female version of the peeing contest.
On my face.
For length. And we're being
time
called.
Length.
By
time
the way,
length.
As soon as I said that, we called hacks right off the bat. As soon as I mentioned it. Who cares? It's hacky. Fuck it. It's fun. And we're going to have chicks in here. We have two chicks already booked. We will,
Mad Beat's got, instead of the peeing, you should be shitting.
Biggest
shit.
You know what, Mad Beat, that would be great, but there's no way we're getting three girls to take dumps. What, are we going to judge the sound?
No, the size.
The size.
Weight. You do weight.
No,
oh,
that's
no,
hacky.
No,
that's
gross.
Hacky. That's completely
weight of a
hacky.
Shit?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's hacky.
How's that hacky? Who's done that?
I think somebody has.
No, we haven't.
I think I heard that somewhere.
You...
It was entertaining.
It was in your dreams.
Probably.
You might have dreamed that.
Imagine Carmella
Bing. Rubbing it all over myself.
Hey, oh, all right. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
But the chick peeing contest. We have two people, two chicks already. I think this will be fun.
I think so.
What do you think the chicks will go? How, like, do you think they, like, possibly go a minute 31?
Well, Heidi, during the break, you were saying you've done over a minute pissing.
I've gone over a minute, yeah. My concern is that sometimes my pee is virtually silent, and I would be, but I think I have a strategy to remedy that.
Strategies are good?
Yeah, we're going to put a microphone actually in the bowl.
Would it, I wonder, since they're relatively silent, is because you're closer to the water.
I think so,
if
yeah.
we remove some of the water... Before she goes to piss,
how
I, no,
with
I
a
think,
cup?
But the better way I think
you
is
pour
if
into the sink.
Well, I don't even know if I want to give away my strategy.
Yeah, don't give away strategies. Because
it's
think
a real strategy.
People are saying stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tougher.
Could do it.
It's not a cleanup.
This is a tangent, but I never understood how chicks could like pee into like a cup and shit. I don't know how the hell you guys do that.
But can you guys control it? Like we can, because like, you know, we got hammers. We can sort of like cut back on the force. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can kind of stop the flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Vaginas are incredible.
They are amazing things. The thing that sucks about a clean catch pee, when they say they need a clean catch, they give you all kinds of gear. Because you got to like, you have to like clean all around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to like spread and hold everything apart.
She's doing the spread vagina thing.
Wow, she just spread her vagina virtually.
Yeah.
Weird.
She did the spread vagina thing.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I was
I've only seen girls do that in magazines.
I was nowhere near my vagina.
No, she wasn't, but we visualize your vagina.
Right. Wow,
that's awkward.
Radio Wars continuing.
And it's on again.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yes, one. Happens.
My actual vagina was not involved in this thing.
Right. But yeah, I know. What were you saying though?
Yeah, you got to go through this whole rigmarole.
Good old.
That's what I call it.
That's what I call spreading the lips. A rigmarole.
Had to pause for effect after that one.
You sure did.
And, yeah, you have to like spread your lips and then hold the cup. Oh no! I'm sorry. Wait. You have to pee a little bit and then
clear the
right,
line.
Right. You have to pee a little bit and then put the cup under there. Catch some pee. And then you're good.
That's work.
But that's a lot. That's like a lot to ask.
You gotta get it on your hands, right?
And you definitely piss on your hand.
Weird. Sucks to be a chick.
Sucks not having a dick, doesn't it?
It definitely sucks not having a dick. I would concur.
We have pretty much like a pee nozzle.
Yeah, we have. Exactly.
Pee nozzles.
You guys are so
and it's so much more like sanitary, because you know you don't have to worry about the fucking bowl and shit. You just piss into like urine. Oh, troughs. I've gone to like places where there's just fucking troughs for guys.
And you
that.
Can even say, well, but the downside to that is that, you know, guys, you know, have to be concerned more like with the size of their dick than women are really concerned with the state of their vagina. But girls have tits to worry about. So.
Yeah.
It all evens out. Mm, yeah.
Tits. Good stuff.
Tits and ass.
Nice.
Speaking of asses, I saw a very nice ass today.
Really?
Thank you to the girl at Men's Warehouse.
She didn't really notice you.
Who wasn't into anything kinky.
No. I had to get fitted for Tuxedo. My brother, Fat Kev, everybody. Everybody knows Fat Kev. Fat Kev, I know it's unbelievable, but he is getting married. Somebody found him attractive and is going to marry the guy. So I had to go get fitted for a tux today at Men's Warehouse here locally. And I went to the Men's Warehouse, and wouldn't you know it, a girl with probably the greatest ass I've seen since Fox's had to fit me.
Good for you. Did you say anything? Were you hey, how you doing?
No, I just...
Karen,
I've been thinking about her ass all day.
You didn't think of like saying anything like, hey, how you doing?
No.
Why not?
Didn't think about anything.
Why not? It's not a bar. It's not a random place. She obviously has a job. Where's the issue?
I don't know.
Was she butterface?
I was just like, I'm going to see, look at your ass right now through my sunglasses, because I had sunglasses.
You kept your sunglasses on in the place?
Yeah, well, it was daylight, you know?
You're inside! You are a rude son of a bitch.
I took them off when I was signing the papers, saying if, you know, signing those papers, if I screw up the tuxedo, I have to pay for like $1 million.
Right.
I took them off of that.
Don't do that.
I can't see without my sunglasses. That's the thing.
Oh, right. They're prescription sunglasses.
Mine are prescription.
Yeah. Get transitions.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So critical.
I'm a complete dick.
It is rude. Sunglasses inside.
Oh, shit.
All right. You said it.
No, let's just not.
No, I know. You had enough.
We'll get all kinky after the show.
Oh, dude. Sweet.
Yeah, but she was smoking, dude.
Why don't you say something?
And I'm not just bringing up this story because, you know, I saw a hot chick. You know, you see hot chicks every day. I'm sure everybody sees hot chicks when you're rolling around.
Oh, I was at the beach a lot of them.
But right after I got my tuxedo fitted, because my brother is an idiot with his wedding. He's not an idiot, but he's doing something that's, like, not normal with weddings. He's having, like, 20 dudes in tuxedos.
Oh,
it's, I believe it's 3-1, groomsmen to bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a nice number.
It's not only just the wedding party, like on his side, getting tuxedos, but his close friends that are not in a wedding party, they're also wearing tuxedos.
He wants everybody in tuxedos.
Everybody.
Well, I went to a wedding that everyone was expected to wear a tux. All the men were expected to wear tuxes. It was a black tie wedding, and all of the guys went to Men's Warehouse and rented tuxes.
So everybody, you know, it's like the last minute to get your tux fitted for your tuxedo. Sure. It's like the day before, you know, closing time, and we're all screwed. Right. So everybody, because my brother's friends, we're all lazy. We went on today, pretty much. So everybody's calling each other. I get a call from my buddy. He's like, dude, I just got fitted for my tuxedo. He's like, I fought it.
This wedding is going to be so ridiculous.
I farted, he says.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, dude, the chick gave me a shoe to try on, and I bent down to put the shoe on my foot, and I farted.
Wow. That is so bad.
That poor girl.
And he said he was so crushed.
Oh.
Like, literally, like, crushed that he farted loud. It wasn't like a silent fart. He's a
big
dude.
Well, you know what? I think a silent fart is almost worse because then it's like that unspoken thing where it's like the smell creeps in and you're just in that horrible, horrible cloud and, you know, she knows you did it.
That is so awkward.
It was so funny. I'm in my car. I just got fitted for my tuxedo. I'm on my way home, right? Ready to do some show prep for the radio program. I get the call.
Here. Just got fitted my tux, dude. I farted. Dude, I farted.
This wedding is going to be so... This is going to be this wedding. That's all the wedding's going to be like.
Dude, chick. Dude. Said... I hope that doesn't stink.
No!
That's what she said.
Well, no!
That's good, though. That takes the edge off.
I would have just
it's all in good
ran
fun.
Out.
That
is so weird.
I'm sitting on the other line, like just on the other end of the phone, just laughing my ass off driving down Jericho Turnpike, like the entire way, just laughing. Yeah. And he's just telling me the story. I'm just laughing.
But you know everybody's going to look so nice.
Oh, of course they will.
I don't know how is this going to work out, because after all the bridesmaids are paired off with the few groomsmen, or some of the groomsmen, are the rest going to like carry Kevin?
I don't know.
What are all the other guys going to do?
You're going to the wedding, right?
Yeah, but I'm not in the party.
But
you're
not wearing a tux, right? It's probably for pictures. It's probably because he wants all his friends in pictures with tuxes.
Maybe he just wants to separate his real friends from his fake friends.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That'd be funny if you go, dude, you want to wear a tux? Be cool. Fucking have some Coors Lights.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun wedding because everybody that Kev's friends with are just complete maniacs.
Wait, I wonder, would I have known if I have to get a tux? I'm sure he would have told me, right?
That was, right? I don't know. I just figured I'd share that tidbit. It had to have been embarrassing to my buddy.
That's awkward.
You know, I'd mention his name, but I don't want to embarrass him too. Right. He's had enough embarrassment today.
Poor guy.
All right, I got weird audio, everybody.
Oh, weird audio.
I have audio of an actress putting on a play. She's playing Helen Keller. Now, Helen Keller is an author, activist, right, from back in the day. She was blind and deaf.
Yeah. Yes.
Pinball wizard.
So here is the sounds, everybody. The sounds of an actress in a play.
Shut up. Just play it. Stop. Play.
As Helen Keller.
Shut up, play it.
What do you think happens? On a stage,
hilarity?
Playing Helen Keller, blind.
Hilarity ensues.
Let's just find out, I guess. Whoops. Fell off stage. Did you?
Wow, that was quite a crash.
Dude. I can't imagine. I mean,
it's alarming falling off a stage.
Can't you just act the blindness?
No one reacted, though.
Like, maybe keep your eyes, you know, like, keep your eyes open.
Wasn't there a gasp? I thought there was a collective gasp.
She fell right off
stage. Was there a gasp? Didn't hear it.
The chick was a champ if you watch the video, because she falls right off stage, like, takes a nosedive off the stage, and stays in character. Gets back up on stage and starts walking around like a blind person again.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's awesome.
Why? Yeah, that's the question right there. Isn't it enough to just act blind? Did she have to actually blind?
Really, yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, do you have to close your eyes to act blind?
I thought the audio was going to be like,
No, but that's a good segue because I have audio of a guy, a guy living up to the surfer stereotype.
Oh, those guys.
What's the stereotype of a surfer?
Dude, gnarly.
Stoner.
Bra.
Yeah.
Mondo Pipeline.
Mondo. Right. Mondo Pipeline.
Mondo.
Spicoli, exactly.
Gnarly.
Think Spicoli.
Exactly.
Hey, bud.
Buddy.
So here we go. Here's a news reporter, I guess, talking to a surfer about the waves created by a storm that hit L.A.
Oh, great.
L.A.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, ah, and then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
I understood what he was talking about. He made perfect sense.
I like the sound effects. Whoop ha!
The wave bra was like whoop ha!
It's a good way to describe something.
The sun was so blare, it was like whop!
What?
I went in, it was like pshoo!
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in and just.
All right, I got a game.
Ooh, games! I like.
Let's
games.
Make up our own sound effects to his explanation of a wave. Are dropping into a wave. Here we go.
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap. Ah, and then after that, you just drop in. Just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
That guy does it himself. He can't outdo that.
The
That's
only
good.
Thing I got is you get spit out.
But
it was all, I went in, I came out all like, and then we went back in, and it was all like, and then we were just like rolling around, and we went, and then when it got spit out, it went,
rag 'em, wrecked, rag 'em, wrecked, wreck ball. Allah, rag ball.
Thank you, I'm done. Going
that was
home.
Great, right. High five. Yeah,
you win.
Oh, bravo, Rock. That was good. That was great. Word him up.
Dude, you get pitted so pitted.
I like that. I want to get that guy on the show. That's quality.
What, that crackhead?
Yeah, he's not a crackhead. It's Spicoli.
He should get a staple in his ass every time he says dude.
Yeah, word up. Funny audio. I love the funny audio. It is a lunaticradio.com show. We got to mention that we're going out to California at the end of September. September 29th, we'll be doing a live broadcast from the Portable Media Expo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of listeners are going out. And, well, I hope you guys... Well, when is the expo... When does it run? 28th to the 30th?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
28th till the 30th. Yeah, Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California. You can log on to what website, Rocket?
PodcastExpo.com.
To register.
Register, yeah, because you can't just walk in. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to give a prom, but...
Well, you can register for the convention there. It's free.
It's free.
If you just want to chill out and walk around.
But
we mentioned this because Rocket and I, on the 29th, this Saturday of that weekend, we'll be doing a live broadcast.
Doing a show.
We're doing this radio show right smack in the middle of that convention.
Right.
At the U Broadcast, courtesy of U Broadcast and TPXRadio.net. So it should be fun. I hope you all can come out and have some fun with us.
And if you can't, the room will be going. You know, there'll still be a chat room and all that. And I believe we're getting a phone line also. Talking with the boss, Ray.
That is fantastic. Maybe Chemist from the chat room is saying that if you don't register beforehand, you'll be charged $25 at the door.
That's why I have the man beat on our side.
Register beforehand at podcastexpo.com. Podcastexpo.com. And it's free.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you don't have, it's not like a discounted thing if you register in advance. It's
free.
It's just free.
Completely free.
Bonus.
So come join us September 28th to the 30th in California, everybody, at the Portable Media Expo. It should be a good time. We're doing a live lunaticradio.com broadcast from there. And,
And be legit party. About your registrations. I've read that Tits McGurkin has registered. I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. And of course they say lunatic. Oh, and my chop's registered. Right. And the address is my face.
Everybody's being wacky.
Oh, boy.
It's great.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Do the drunk calls.
Oh, drunk calls. Wow.
Drunk calls to do.
Flying show tonight.
Flying by on the lunaticradio.com show. Radio war.
It's like,
if you're just tuning in or fast forwarding through the show on the podcast, the radio war has ended from our side. Ended. The defense rests. Back right after this.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to IT Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You can be IT Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock, paper, scissors.
Send an email to title at turkeyvan.com with your five hand choices, and you could be the new IT Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Warning, IT Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyvan.com.
It's lunaticradio.com. And across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is the X.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you looking for some lunatic radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
Bitch.
Hey, bitch. What's up, bitch?
Carl, what are you doing?
I'm practicing.
What are you practicing?
Everybody else on this network says the word bitch.
Okay, well, why don't we do one together?
Cool.
All right, on the count of three.
All right, you ready?
All right.
One, two, bitch. Three, bitch.
Wait, okay, is it 1-2 bitch or 1-2-3 bitch?
It's 1-2-3 bitch.
Okay, I was doing 1-2 bitch.
All right.
All right, ready? Let's do it that way.
1-2 bitch.
Bitch. Man, I can't even get this right.
Son of a bitch.
Listen to The Animal House live Sunday nights, 7 East, 4 West on TPXRadio.com and check out the official website at AnimalHouse69.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show.
We suck.
Ready, people? What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Rob Zombie. By the way, Rob Zombie making a new Halloween movie coming out soon. Theaters near you. Now, why am I plugging it? But I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm a big fan of those Halloween movies. Michael Myers.
That was Rob Zombie that remade that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Why?
Well, because I like Rob Zombie movies.
Uh-huh.
But I was a little confused about why they would remake Halloween.
Yeah,
it's
well,
it's
his spin. Did you see any of his other movies? What was it?
House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah, that.
I saw. Yeah.
It was like wacky.
It's just bringing it back to like an old school horror flick. I think that's what it is.
That's what I hope he does. I hope he makes it sort of like the first Halloween with who's the chick?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Joey. Yeah, because that Halloween was great. Mm-hmm. That was scary. That was like, it wasn't like all decked out with crazy effects and cutting and,
right.
You know, and it, you know, you see Michael
simple,
Myers.
To the
it
point.
Was simple. You see Michael Myers like staring in a, like the thing that scared me to hell with those movies is that it would be like a shot of a chick in her bedroom or whatever. And you just see Michael Myers in the mask in the window. Just sitting there.
Yeah, it's very
that freaks me out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I hope Rob Zombie does a good job with that.
You know what got, you know what movie got me?
What?
Blair Witch.
Did it really?
It got me.
You know, it annoyed me. It was scary.
It annoyed me so much.
For a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then like all the whining and complaining from the characters in the movie. Ugh,
I just bit into it. I just thought like, oh, this is real.
I had an immediate problem with the chick because having been a drama major at a community college, I had her pegged as just a shitty actress.
Yeah, I did too.
But that's the thing. Like, it wasn't supposed to. It was like they were supposed to give the idea that this was real. That
but she was so obviously acting.
Oh, I see. Right.
And one of those chicks who is like, I'm gonna be an actor for a living, and I speak very properly, and you know, I've taken 3 years of voice and diction, so that's what she sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. She was trying so hard. She did pull off the whole I'm scared shitless thing, all right? Like, once she got into that whole terrified thing with the nose dripping, I was like, all right, she's pulling this off.
Sure.
But her normal... let's go hiking through the woods thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't buy it for a second.
See, I don't mind when a movie at the end leaves you hanging.
No, me neither.
You know what I mean?
I thought the ending was kind of cool because it was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what?
It's kind of like with The Sopranos, you know, they left you hanging and you let you make up your own conclusion.
I was fine with that.
But
also,
with The Blair Witch, because there was so much whining and arguing and complaining throughout the entire movie, mm-hmm. I mean, well, where is she? What is that noise? Blah, blah, blah. Yes. Just yelling. I got annoyed with the actors. I got annoyed with the characters. And I wanted a conclusion. I wanted to see those effers get their heads chopped off.
Right.
Like, I was so mad that in the ending, all you see is that guy, like, just chilling in the corner of that basement broken down house.
Right.
And it ended.
Right.
And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
I was like, I just spent 2 hours watching this piece of shit.
See, now, when I was watching it, it wasn't so much me paying attention to the whining. Because, yes, I'll give it. Now when I see it, yes, whining, complaining. But the whole time I'm watching the movie theater, I'm thinking, what if this is me? What if I'm on a hiking trip or something and I get lost? You know, I'm the entire time I'm watching it, I'm imagining I'm there.
Yes, I bought
I'm
that
in
also,
that
the who
situation,
brought the
map
thing, right?
You know? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what the fuck would I do?
Dude, if I was in that movie, all you would hear is just go fuck yourself. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you spitting into like your cup as you're chewing.
Let's stop whining. Let's just try to find a gas station.
Right.
I need some coffee.
Oh, yes. I'm getting a headache.
Where's a Hesk when you need one?
Where's the map? How about go fuck yourself?
Right.
What is that? How about go fuck yourself?
What is that noise?
How about go fuck yourself? That's the noise of me saying, how about go fuck yourself?
It'd be funny in the distance, all you hear is the ghost going, how about go fuck yourself?
See, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Now, did you know with that film, I'm sure you guys know by now, that their scripts were basically just index cards with certain lines to keep the story if you will, going, okay. And then most of it was improv. I thought that was kind of cool.
To make it seem more real, but right. She ruined it for me.
She ruined her acting,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so obvious to me, painfully obvious.
It just got me, because I just felt like I was there. I was like, man, what if you went with some friends, you know, camping or whatever, you do some hiking and whatnot, and you get fucking lost. Cell phone doesn't work, and you're just on your own. Then you wake up the next morning, someone's fucking missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's
fucking scary.
And if you've been on camping trips,
maybe you would complain at that point.
You know?
And yell and scream.
You know? It's tough. Because you know what? You're right. It's been a while since I see it, so I can't really remember her acting abilities.
Honestly, I saw it in the theater when it came out, and then I never watched it again after that. So this is all
and you just really, It's just, you know. Is that how they would really... But they knew. And then the suit for me, because I'm so fucking gullible to this shit. So I was bored it so much. After the movie, I went home and I went to the website and I'm reading about the story of like their background. I'm like, oh man, this is all real.
Oh wait, you actually thought it was real?
I thought it was real. I bought into it.
Oh no.
I bought into it. And then I was like completely... Now when I saw them on the MTV Awards, I'm like, wait, right.
You're one of those people that annoyed me so much because you actually believed it.
I believed it.
They really sold that movie. I mean, what, they make it for like just a couple $1,000s, right?
Yeah, that's what's really cool.
And they made millions on it.
They did.
They really suckered everybody into that one.
Yes.
And those three actors were like on every show after that.
Wasn't there a sequel? Wasn't there a Blair Witch?
I think
so. Wasn't there?
I didn't see it.
Everyone's saying staple in the room. Did you say fuck?
He might have.
Everyone.
I know.
Saying.
I did say staple.
I think we don't want to hurt him.
I said staple. That's stapling, bitch.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll do it at the end when we play the ending music. How about that? All right. I don't want to stop the flow of the show, because we're going at a bat out of hell.
It's true.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
How about go fuck yourself?
All right, drunk call hotline. Let's do the drunk calls.
Drunk calls!
Love the drunk calls. This is when the listeners throughout the week call in with their... they get hammered.
Woohoo!
They go out and have a good time.
We need a promo song for this.
You'd need a drunk call song.
One of the listeners last week said a good thing about the drunk call hotline. It's like when you go out and you're a guy and you don't score with a chick, you call the drunk call hotline and complain.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, fuck that chick. You know, the drunk call hotline is good because it's there if you want to rant.
Absolutely. We've said this many times. The drunk call is what you want to make of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily... I mean, we prefer it if you're drunk, but if you have a problem or something, you know, it's your open line as the listeners.
Yeah, but you have that mentality of a drunk when you call. You know what I mean?
It helps.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't want to...
I'm going to take 1,000 staples before the show's over.
We can't be pushy. We're not like Chaos Radio. We're not pushy.
Staples. Yeah, we're not chaotic.
Ooh, that was nice.
All right, here we go. Drunk Call Hotline. This is, this is Redneck, everybody.
Yeehaw.
Oh, not a worry in the world.
Flip-flops.
Hey, fellas. It's Redneck down here in Nashville.
Darker.
Just realized I ain't called in a while. I guess I've been too drunk. But Monday afternoon, nice day. I've been out mowing the yard and drinking beer. And I think I've had a little too much.
That'll happen.
And you've been talking about all this going to Boston for bar night. Why the hell don't you want to come down here to Nashville?
Indeed.
I'm thinking bar night in Nashville would be pretty damn cool. Be one big redneck party. Telling you right now.
I like this guy.
I tell you what.
I'd go to Nashville.
I just think about it.
I'll talk to y'all later.
I tell you what.
This guy hooks us up with a little shelter.
I tell you, Redneck.
Some moonshine?
I don't know what Redneck's doing. Because
Grits?
It sounds like every day is a vacation to Redneck.
Is.
I don't know what he's
living large.
On. But I would love to go to Nashville for bar night.
Yeah.
I camped out in Tennessee. I went to that Bonnaroo Music Festival thing.
Ooh.
You went to Bonnaroo?
Sure did.
Look at you. Adorable.
Not this year.
No. Oh. 2005.
Bonnaroo was supposed to be like on Long Island a couple years back.
Yeah, they were going to do it in Riverhead, and then
that
thing
got shot down
with the kibosh on that.
We actually talked about it on an older show. You can find it on our.
It was like 2 miles from the old studio.
Yeah,
and they set up the entire stage, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
All right, here is Nomad.
It's Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer
for the three in the studio, and the 12 people listening in the chat room.
11.
Let's get Lunatic Radio!
What was that?
What was that in part?
Let's get Lunatic Radio what?
No, what was that?
I don't know.
What'd he say?
You don't want to take a guess?
It wasn't Nomad. Who was it?
Oh, it wasn't Nomad? It was Michael Buffer.
No, maybe it was Michael Buffer.
So confused.
I don't know who it was.
Wasn't
Michael Buffer.
Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I think he said, let's get Lunatic Radioed.
But he says something at the end in a tiny little voice.
You didn't hear that? Again? Yeah, play it again. It's relatively short.
It's Michael Buffer. And now, for the three in the studio and the 12 people listening in the chat room, let's get Lunatic Radio!
What is that?
Yeah, he says something like,
he did like a little jingle.
Lunatic Radio.
Well, whoever that is, call in next week and let us explain
the mystery.
Explain yourself. Because that's all.
This is Nomad. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is a Nomad. Drunk in the balcony of the church.
Good place.
If you guys suck. But I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Solid.
I think he was going to ask you. Yeah. I think he was going to ask you if you wanted to suck his dick. Because I think he got confused about who he was talking to for a second.
Well, if he was, Kieran, what would you say?
If you guys want to suck my dick.
Oh, an interesting voice.
I'm up here. Balcony.
Hot.
No. Oh, I still wanted to do something.
No, don't do anything.
I wanted to do something.
We have a lady in the room. Be nice.
No. Here is El Chupacabra.
Chupacabra!
Hey, what do black people...
Hello, guys. This is El Chupacabra fan.
A black guy, a fat lip, and a...
Hey, first off... Who are you?
Is there a chicken there?
I think we're the only radio show in the history of radio that would actually play something like this.
I think I heard a female voice in that sea of men.
But
that's a real drunk call, though.
Yeah.
It makes, yeah, right. It's a real drunk call. It makes sense.
And, hey, what about the papers? The papers?
Get the papers.
Let you guys go.
All right.
Wow.
Anybody get anything in that one?
I don't know. I think they're raping that chick who's that's in that sea of guys.
All right, here we go. Here is...
Do you want some?
Oh, here's a little person.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll stop. I like where? Okay. And go drink.
Oh, now, I hope that kid isn't drunk.
That's somebody got a hold of mommy's phone and pressed call.
Mm-hmm. Scotsman.
Hey, this is Scotsman.
No way!
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com show, and you're hearing porn stars, whores, hearing shitness, rocket sideburns, my pornness, and club jellies.
I smell promo.
Yeah.
I like it.
I smell promo.
Scotsman's a good dude.
That was awesome.
He's a good man. He's from Scotland.
No
it's
way.
Not just a funny name.
Text to landline, I believe, is the next one.
Oh, these are always a good
time. I'm going to have to mute the number.
Wireless customer with mobile number 80.
Oh, good timing.
7. Has sent a text to landline message to you at no charge to you.
Oh, thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get your woman on the floor. Hey, con women. Let me not be stopping off that again. See muffin Ray Ray out. Hail Megatron.
Hail Megatron.
That was
goodbye and
no,
thank
that
you
was,
for
that was
using
Ray Ray.
Text to landline.
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Love
from
him.
Virginia.
My favorite black guy.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2.
I want Ray Ray on this goddamn show.
I love Ray.
How
Ray.
The fuck do we make this happen? This guy's
plane
a
ticket.
Genius.
Plane ticket,
like,
brother.
Oh.
Who me?
Favorite black man.
Hey, what's up? This is who me.
She should know who she is.
Yeah, seriously, it's a problem.
I'm just a little bit drunk. Just maybe. But I'm chilling in Carpinteria with my mama and her boyfriend. And we're drinking and playing pool. I just thought I would call and say what's up.
Who wasted from
Sharon? I haven't called the drunk dial ever. Oh, what's up?
Who wasted this?
See you guys in chat. Bye.
Aw, see you guys in chat. LOL, OMG, TTYL.
Cute.
We'll be seeing her. We're going to be in her hometown next month.
Lunatic Radio, we're blowing up your car. Pew, pew, pew. Bing, 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 bing.
Here is, of course, the Cal Ripken of drunk calls.
Oh, boy.
Two Stone Mike. Now, it doesn't mean he's an all-star.
No.
It just means he calls in every week.
Nor famous.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, Lunatic Radio?
So hacky.
Two Stone Mike.
There's a crutch intro. Every week it's yo, shit. It's Mike from Tombstone.
Yeah, come on. You got to do something new next week, Tombstone, because we know you're going to call next week.
Yeah, change the intro.
Did you listen to last week's show?
He's doing his own radio show.
It's Sunday evening here, drunk, stoned.
He's doing the weather now.
Smoking.
He's hacking us up.
Man, oh man, I wonder when I'm going to hear that show. But anyway, Kieran, man, I don't know what to say, but that your liking of baseball, I don't know how deep that is. Maybe as deep as mine, which really isn't that deep.
What? What?
It's deep as a what?
Tombstone obscure.
Your liking of baseball, I don't know how deep it is. Maybe deeper than mine, which isn't that deep.
Is it baseball? What's he referring to? Is baseball like a reference to something else? I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's called going nowhere, but...
Thank you.
Jeez, Tony, you just forget. Anyway, I think your team stinks, really. And then I really don't like the Mets either, but at least they're in the National League. And from what I'm seeing here, from what Rackett has been talking about,
yeah.
I would have to say the guy at my bat, the D-backs and the Mets have a strong possibility of battling out there in the National League. As it sits now, today, I think...
You're doing a sports wrap-up? Why not?
Three or four games in first place, and I will keep to my word of buying some type of ticket, maybe in the sports bar across the street or some shit, but I'm going to watch that game.
Different types of tickets, are there?
And if I have to buy a ticket to the Vets, D-backs playoff game, dude, I'll pay for that shit.
Looks
anyway,
like you're going to a playoff game, Rock.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. If the D-backs go, right. I want the D-backs to go.
Kieran, I know you want to jump my bones right
Mad
now.
Mad B chemistry.
Wait
Sharon.
A minute. Hold on a second. Yeah. You want to jump his bones?
What?
Show
that's what he said.
Gear.
Go fuck himself.
Especially
I'll take it on the stable for that one.
You know, that's the way it's supposed to go, man. Gayer is better because that's just the norm these days, you know?
Gay is the norm. Stay out the bushes.
Other than that, yeah.
Mad B chemistry in the chat room. This guy takes forever to say nothing.
Sure does.
That's why you like him, though.
That was some stoned wow. rambling.
That was 2 minutes of nothingness.
If I could just throw in real quick, it'd be nice to see if the D-backs could hold off, but they're a really young team. But right now they got four up on the Padres, and the Padres don't look too good, and Khalil Green is a faggot. I said it. Khalil Green is a faggot. So you San Diego Padres fans out there, go fuck yourself.
And now Chuck with the weather.
He's out of throwing a little sports. You know, we got to mix it up, Kieran.
And finally, Beer Whiz.
All right. Beer Whiz here. We're at this club called Club Diamonds, Marina, Orlando. Gorgeous music absolutely blows ass. Buddy of mine named Kev is in town. Not Fat Kev, obviously, not Kev. He's in town. I think due to a store, but he's been living in Texas and Arizona lately with work. And I think I'll get him. Here you go. Yeah, doctor. Hey, what's going on? This fucking wet, a fucking slip club, getting fucking crazy, seeing some titties and some ass, and that's all what it's all about. All right, apparently Kevin's already done, and I'm going to be sure he's going to be fucking
throw the fucking germ stuff from Chicago into our fucking night. Assuming you douchebags are gonna actually have a stove loaded up or whatever the fuck you're doing. And you know what? I gotta say these chicks are doing nothing for me. Honestly, they're not all that hot. Maybe I need to experience some New York strip clubs or whatever, because they're like these chicks are just like shitty bubble ass hip hop crap music. This just isn't working for me. It's like they're hot, but this music sucks so bad. I can't get into it, and the place is just like full of Mexicans and crap. So I don't care. Anyway, wait. Frank, you drunk guy, you fucking cop, dude. Drunk guy,
you take forever to say.
Yo, what's up, dudes? What's up?
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the hell is this shit?
Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay. I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman.
What's going on? We're talking to somebody. I'm trying to get a stripper here to come to you to talk to you. She's walking this way now. What's going on?
Then, suddenly,
no, hold
the moment
on.
Of truth.
Just talk. Don't talk anything. It's nobody. Just talk. The radio station. No, she doesn't want to talk. She's talking to say. Just say something. Anything. Anything.
Here in Australia, they call me the Crocodile Man.
Come on, Espanol. Talking Espanol.
Talking
Espanol.
Come on. Really paid off.
Anything. Hold on.
But he's very territorial. Gotta be really careful when you enter into his territory. Gotta play by his rules.
That's terribly sexy.
Okay, I guess we're done for tonight. And we'll check with y'all later. And look at the new shit and all that.
It's a very intense moment. The chance to try something nobody's ever tried before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even on. Mike's, my microphone's
mics are off.
Yeah. Oh, that was John the Beer Wizard, everybody.
Yeah, and a Mexican stripper.
Was it? I wasn't even listening. I was just playing sound.
I know. I was like, hey, that's a Mexican stripper.
By the way, there's a space tourism company that plans to put up a hotel in outer space within the next 4 years or something like that.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought that was actual news about the space shuttle Endeavor having
No, this is
problems.
A project they want to launch. And they say that, there's only 40,000 people in the world that could afford to go to this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be $4 million for 3 nights.
Is Lunatic Radio on that list?
And they would, I guess before you go up there, you would have to do like something like 6 weeks on a tropical island of training.
Training, right.
How about they go fuck themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly.
That's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Because in like 50 years, that will be like a Motel 6 of hotels in space.
Yeah. Motel, it's going to be so behind technologically.
Right. You're Radisson.
Once Hilton. Radisson. Once Paris Hilton sucks a couple more dicks, you know, Hilton's will have a nice big.
There goes the stock!
Yeah. Be shooting through the roof and.
Yeah, I thought that was.
They'll have a 5,000 room hotel in outer space.
Hey, Kieran, we never did. The YouTube stuff you wanted me to pull up. Do we have time? What do you want to do?
Do you want to do it?
It's up to you.
Well, we can end the show.
It's up to you.
We can end the show.
We can end the show.
I was just reading about how Gwen Stefani is breastfeeding her son, and he's got teeth, and he bites her nipples.
She has
good
no
times.
Boobs.
Good
she
times.
She has no boobs, by the way. How's that happen?
Well, I you know, when a woman starts to
lactate.
Yeah, the cans get huge.
They fill up a little bit.
The cans.
Nice. Love the fun bags.
Yeah. Would you ever do that, kid? Would you ever suck on a lactating nipple?
That's a good question.
Dude, I'll suck on anything.
I would need... I really like... I think that would be so great.
Nigerian tits?
If a guy would do that.
Really?
Yeah, it would be awesome, in fact. I really would like to have a baby with somebody who would do that for me. If I needed it done.
Wow.
All right.
You don't understand.
She's looking at you, Kieran.
It's an intense... Anybody.
Nice.
An intense pressure.
It doesn't... I'm like the fucking wall. anything.
I like I said, Kieran, that's you, and she says anybody. Anyone else?
It doesn't matter.
Trying to turn down the heat a little bit.
You got a heartbeat.
Let me check your pulse. All right, you're good.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Angelina Jolie, I read.
Yeah.
Lactating?
Not banging chicks anymore.
No. What? Oh.
She used to bang chicks. Now she's so satisfied with this cocksucker Brad Pitt, she ain't banging chicks no more.
Fuck her.
That's what I said.
The hell with her.
Yeah, but at what point did that happen? Like, was she banging chicks up till now, and now all of a sudden she's not going to do it anymore?
I think once she started adopting those, like, tribal kids.
God damn it.
Wait, you sound like you were being goofy. Would you suck on a lactating nipple?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Would you drink the milk?
Why not?
Karen.
And I would...
gave a look across that. Wow, this is working.
I would cream pie it into my coffee.
Stop.
Kill two birds with one stone.
I tasted it. It tastes really
it's
good.
Coffee porn.
Tastes like cooked milk, right?
It tastes like sweet milk. Tastes like sweet milk. It? Yeah, cool. It's good. It's really good.
If your chick out there lactating, can they ship milk? No, probably go sour.
I don't know if I would do that. Like, I would want to know the person and probably be little bit intimate with them, or at least friends.
At least not just a random listener. Good point, good point.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, lactating titty. Kieran's all about it.
Word up.
It's that time of the show.
Yeah. Thank you to Race Car Johnny for coming on the program. I'm going to stand up.
Yo.
So I can get staples in the ass, I guess.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Remember we did staples before, Heidi?
Remember that? We put staples in Kieran's ass because he said the F word.
It was a good time. Hey, while he's setting up, I just want to give a quick plug to Conflict. He's a member of the board. He's got a band. It's called One Last Hope. They're playing a benefit show in Watertown, Wisconsin, State Road 26. Show starts at 6 p.m. on Friday the 17th.
That's One Last Hope with an H, because I thought you said One Last Toke. Like on a joint.
Last token. Toke, like smoking.
Rhyming.
Ready?
All right. Not on my back.
No, like right here.
Oh, yeah. That's high.
Is that right?
Oh, that's high. I don't know.
One.
Holy two. Shit! Ah! Oh! You know this?
I don't think that went in, but that hurt anyway. It's like my bone.
You know what?
The hard bone.
At least he's doing it through the jeans and not straight through the boxers like I did.
Heidi, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Heidi. Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hopefully we have you back every week. We'll sign the papers after the show.
We'll see what happens, please.
Hey, remember when Heidi used to work for Chaos Radio?
Oh, I remember that.
LR. Hey, remember. You want to say goodbye to your former co-host?
I'm going to reserve that conversation for off the air.
Remember when Heidi said, I love lunaticradio.com?
I'm so dead.
Checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.